Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Eastern High School. We're going to talk to head coach Josh Edwards. Coach Edwards had a mission. The last 4 years have been good for the Eastern Commons.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of our kids in the program. We've made the past 6 years. This is our sixth straight winning season. And I kind of went through and did some numbers, and there's only eight other 2A teams in the past 6 years that have done that. So we're proud of our progress. You know, we still have that sectional title that hangs over our head that we really would love to win, and that starts tonight, obviously.
I'll just say, I got to mention, and you went to Tri-City, you're just first spin. Right now, you've been at Eastern a long time. This is year number 16.
Yes, it is. 16 years, and it's flown by, and again, I've had some great kids, great coaches, great parents, but, I love it here. This is where I went to high school at. This is where I was raised, and so, this is where I'll hopefully finish my coaching career.
Let's talk about your players. We'll talk about Eli Edwards. You're familiar with him. I think he might ride home with you or drive himself.
Yeah. That's the guy that's he has to deal with me every night here at practice and at home. But he's a hard worker. He is a true football player. As you can see, he plays both sides of the ball. We've got him on some special teams this week even. So he's a guy that just lives and dies football and is a good leader. And, we're hoping to see some good things from him tonight.
Well, he's 6'4". You're 6'7". What happened?
Well, you're being generous by saying I'm 6 foot. I appreciate it. But no, and so he's a big kid. I don't know how that happened, but I guess it's called skipping generations if you talk about genetics.
A former player this year, he has an accurate pass. I want to also talk about your junior class. Junior class, you have 5 out of 6 that's going to start for you tonight. And I'm saying, what, that's Clayton Kelly. You can see him right there. Ian Hewitt, Blake Robinson, Jaden Eagle, and your son, Eli Edwards. Talk about them, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been a strong group for us. Back in the day, we had about 22 kids in that group, and it's trimmed down to, I think we're down to 13 total now. But all those kids play, whether it be a starting spot on offense or defense or special teams. And those kids have all, Eli's been throwing them the ball or handing them the ball since third grade. So that's a pretty special group for us as far as just, for me, coaching and enjoying the relationships I have. But they're also good football players.
Come in tonight, very good record. Who's your heartland conference? You finished third, you could have very well taken first place.
Yeah, we missed out by a touchdown to Sheridan a couple weeks ago. We had the ball with 40 seconds left and turned the ball over, and we'd have won that ball game. We'd have shared the title with those, with Sheridan and Carroll. But again, two very, very, very strong programs there in Carroll and Sheridan that deserve, they deserve to be at the top of it. But we're really proud of how our kids have grown this year. We've got a lot of sophomores on the field. And, there's been times this year where we've only played 2 seniors. Gabe Moniz was out for a stretch, and then Elijah Buckley, we lost in week 2. So for a while, we had only Tyler Wright and Reed Keesling on the field for us, and our young kids really grew up.
Speaking of your young kids, you got sophomores. You got 3 sophomores going to start offensively for you. That's Andrew, help me there.
Yeah, Cavazos.
Cavazos, Brendan Cox, and I tell you what, you got to mention them. One guy's going both ways. That might be Lucas Farrell.
Yeah, Lucas Fuel. So those are 3 guys that are all linemen. And so you talk about, other than quarterback, the toughest position on the field to grow into, the physicality of it. And we've got 3 sophomores playing there for us on the offensive side. And then 2 of those 3 are starting on defense as well.
I got to mention, Coach, 52 guys on your team. That means the school loves the game of football and must love you.
Yeah, well, I hope they do. That's why we do it. I mean, we love football, all these guys out here. This has probably been one of the most enjoyable years of just coaching and being fellowshipping with the guys and having a good time that I've had in all my years of coaching. Again, we're 6-3, which is great. It's not where we wanted to be at this point, but we've had a blast this year.
Hey, that's good. Well spoken by Dan, the graduate from Taylor University, 1999. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Coach Josh Edwards, well-spoken, spoke very kindly. I tell you what, that man is generous with your time. Gotta mention, what a gentleman. And we're hoping this can stay on. We're still on the air. We appreciate that. Thought we might have to go through the iPhone. And my wife will call me if we drop a signal. She'll let us know. And I tell you what, a good night for football. We'll talk to Coach Cole whenever he gets a minute. 21 minutes straight up on the pregame. Lights are on. We are in Greentown, Indiana. Greentown, Indiana. I tell you what, Coach Cole, you look good in blue.
Well, I like blue. I don't know if anybody else does, but I got a lot of it at home, so I don't have much choice.
I like blue. I got a hat on my own dashboard. I tell you what, Coach, you got to mention 133 wins. Could be 134 tonight. This is your 18th year. First round of the sectional, I checked back. You played them, I believe, 1 time in your tenure, And you got the win, I think that's 2011, 28-27. Can you talk about that game?
One of the probably top five, top six games I've ever been a part of. It was a whale of the ball game. Came down to the last play, fourth down, and we got a stop and snuck out of there with a one-point victory, and that kind of catapulted us to our second of four straight sectionals, which is a heck of an accomplishment. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing that Coach Edwards and I were talking that, you know, school's 20 minutes away, very similar size. We play in every other sport. This is only the second time Tipton's ever played Eastern, to my knowledge.
And you look back, you think about both coaches. You, Coach Toll, 1990 Tipton grad. He's a graduate from Eastern High School himself. This is patriotism.
Yeah, it puts a little different spin on it when you're coaching your hometown school. And he was at Tri-Central for a while. And I'm sure when the job opened here, he jumped at it and has done a really good job once he's been back.
Coach, I mentioned this is the 50th year for the IHSAA state tournaments for boys football. And we'll mention just Tipton and Eastern. On paper, on video, it's all good. Should be a good game tonight.
That's what we're anticipating. Eastern's had a really good season. They've got a really well-balanced, explosive offense. Their junior quarterback, you know, he guides it. And he can run it. He can throw it. They've got a very explosive running back, probably as fast as anybody we've faced all year. And they're very balanced in their three or four receivers. So our defense is going to have their hands full. We're going to have to tackle in the open field. And not give up big plays.
Now back when Eastern went to Sheridan to play, I think it was week 8, 35 passes from the hand of Eli Edwards. Bud Wright threw one pass, it wasn't complete. I got to mention, Peyton Cross, you know this, 49 rushes, 367 yards.
Yeah, that's a heck of a stat line. But, I mean, that's what it boils down to. That's a Sheridan team that gets ahead, and that's an Eastern team that was behind. That's why I told, we were talking earlier. Eastern's offense is exactly, what we like to do with our offense, get as many people involved as possible, and make defenses defend as many guys as possible. So, they do a really good job of that.
Eastern's gonna have five guys, of the six in the backfield. They're gonna be juniors, except for 31 Jaden Eagle. 5'8", 190. He'll carry the football, but he'll also return kicks.
Yeah, he's a very explosive player. He's over 1,000 yards rushing. This is a ball game that has two outstanding running backs. As good as there is in the area, and I imagine both of them will be nominated for all state recognition.
Coach, I appreciate you a lot. Thank you. Good luck tonight.
Absolutely.
So we're going to walk this direction. We're going to go back up in the booth. I should mention WIOU also in the booth. We're going to cover the ball game at local radio. I'll tell you what, Steve is a very kind gentleman. We're going to work beside each other. We might be on each other's airwaves. You might hear some background noise, but Steve does a fine job for WIOU. He goes where he needs to. Last week he was at Western High School. I was looking for him at the Tipton game. Didn't seem. I had some stuff to give him. Giving it to him tonight. And I'll be a good game tonight here at Eastern Comet High School. Should be a good game indeed. As mentioned, 2011, the last time these two teams got together, that was a good outing. Matter of fact, Coach Cole, 18 years at the helm for Tipton Blue Devil football, only one game between he and Josh Edwards. Josh Edwards working in year number 15. He's a 24-year coach overall. He loves the kids. And his dad helped him back in the day. Last time I was here, his dad was helping. And I tell you what, always good to have your dad in on the action. Good to see you, Uncle Phil. So we're going to walk this direction. Up in the press box, Matt Jensen up here, just reading him inside the door. He's going to be the public address announcer tonight. We're going to check this right now. Just double check. We'll be right back. Okay, we're going to plug this in. One moment, please. Okay, we're back. Let's see if Paula can give us a sound check. Excuse me. Yep, I did catch a cold this week. It was Sunday night. I thought I'd ride two wheels for about 60 miles one way and 60 miles back. The sun was going down when I was coming back. It was darn cold. So anyway, working this cold over, got some coldies. Went to CVS, actually got the CVS brand, saved me about $5. Seems to be working. If you get a cold, go to CVS. Pick up some coldies. Cold, E-E-Z-E. It works good. We're going to talk a little bit about the ball game tonight. We'll talk about the teams involved here this evening. First, we'll talk about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, the home team on the scoreboard. We'll mention the Blue Devils have an enrollment of 454. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36, along with the Eastern Conference. And we'll mention MVIC Sectional. We'll talk about the pairings. Pairings for the Sectional tonight. We'll talk about Sectional 2A. That's in Class 2A, Sectional 36. We're going to break for the national anthem. One moment, we'll be back. Their music here, I gotta mention, Eastern Howard Performing Arts Center, right here on the campus of Eastern High School. You can see top name billings. I saw Ricky Skaggs here probably about a dozen years ago. So we'll mention a little bit about tonight's ballgame, 12:08 on the game clock. As mentioned, we're going to talk about the Class 2A Sectional 36 ball game. We'll talk about the brackets for tonight, October 21st in Class 2A 36. There are 5 Hoosier Heartland Conference members participating in this sectional. At the top is Eastbrook, 7 o'clock. They are at Frankton tonight. Just below them in the bracket is Elwood at Alexandria, 7 o'clock start. They are all 7 o'clock starts. Bluffton is at Blackford. The winner of that game will play the winner of this game. It'll be Hoosier Conference bonus, Tipton Blue Devils. They'll go against the Hoosier Heartland Conference member. They finish third. That's the Eastern Conference. So the winner of the Tipton Eastern game will play the winner of the Bluffton Blackford game. That'll be next week, the 28th. We'll mention a little bit more about the Tipton Blue Devils. Their principal is Rick Stilson. Their athletic director is Corey Fernung. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at Blue Devil _FB. They wear the colors blue and white. They participate in the Hoosier Conference. The 2022 order of finish in the Hoosier Conference is like this. At number one, it's West Division member. That's the West Lafayette Red Devils. Number two, that's the East Division recipient. That's the Western Panthers. At number three, Hamilton Heights. They're from the East Division. At number four, Lafayette Central Catholic, a West Division member. At number five, it's Lewis Cass Kings. The Lewis Cass Kings are an East Division ball team. And number six, it's the Rensselaer Central Bombers. They are in the West Division. Number seven, that's the Tipton Blue Devils. Blue Devils are an East Division foe. And the eighth spot is Benton Central Bison. The Bison are a West Division team. And at number nine, it's the Northwestern Tigers. Northwestern Tigers are from the East Division. And at number 10, it is the Twin Lakes Indians. They are a West Division fall team. We'll mention the Blue Devils are currently 4 wins, 5 losses. They're finished 1-3 with a win in the crossover game at the East Division versus Benton Central. And we'll mention the head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll, 133 wins, 71 losses, working in year number 18. We'll also mention with the high school at Tipton High School, 1990 graduate. And with the college at Indiana University. And I will also let you know the next game on the agenda next week, as mentioned, will either be Bluffton or Blackford. That'll be next Friday, second round action. And I will also let you know a little bit about the Eastern Comets. The Eastern Comets, they have a school enrollment of 456. Yes, just 2 more students than the Tipton Blue Devils. The school was founded as Eastern Comets. It was founded in 1951. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36, as mentioned. There are 8 teams in Sectional 36. The principal at Eastern Comet High School is Brad Fugit. The athletic director is Eric Heisner. He's also the baseball coach right here. He's having a tremendous career right here at Eastern Comet High School. He gets a lot of help from public address announcer. That's Matt Jensen. Does a tremendous job as an onlooker and a helper for the Eastern Comets. The athletic secretary at Eastern High School is Julie Woodall. Let you know, Eastern Comet High School is located at 421 South Harrison Street, Greentown, Indiana. That's about 10 miles straight east of Kokomo along Highway 22. You can reach them by telephone at 765-628-3333. On the web, you can get them at GoCometsAthletics.com. That's GoCometsAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at CometsGrid, G-R-I-D, Coach. They wear the colors green and gold. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. We'll mention the 2022 order of finish in the Hoosier Heartland Conference is like this. At number one, the Sheridan Blackhawks. At number two, the Carroll Cougars. Number three, the Eastern Comets. Number four, the Delphi Oracles. Number five, the Clinton Perry Gophers. Number six, Tri-Central Trojans. Number nine, the Taylor Titans. And number eight, the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Right here at Eastern High School, they play on Cogdell Field. Cogdell Field is natural grass. The Eastern Comets finished the regular season 6 wins, 3 losses. They finished 5-2 in the Hoosier Heartland, finished in third place of 8 teams. And I will mention in that conference, I've mentioned 8 teams in the Hoosier Heartland. The head coach for the Eastern Comets is Josh Edwards. Fortunate to get to spend some time with him pregame. What a kind gentleman. Nice interview by Coach Edwards. Coach Edwards, here at Eastern Comet High School, 79 wins, 84 losses, working in year number 16 for the Eastern Comets. He began in 2007 with the Comets. Overall, 24-year coach, 95 wins, 148 losses. We'll mention he started 2002. He went 5 years at Tri-Central High School. He graduated high school right here at Eastern High School, home of the Comets, 1994 graduate. Went to college at Taylor University, 1999 graduate. And I'm well-to-do, and I'm very generous with his time, as forementioned. And that's a little bit about each school. 452 on the pregame clock. We'll try to remove these, get these a little bit out of the way here. And the fans are on hand. It's a beautiful night for football. Sun's going down. It's going to get down to about 52 degrees during the ball game. Today it got up to 73 degrees. It's quite a difference. They're saying tomorrow 75, Sunday 75, and that ought to be spectacular. And then Monday about 73. Tuesday and Wednesday some rain's going to show up. But they say next week we might have a good night once again for football on Friday nights. So Blue Devils coming out of their hole from the end zone. Going to go back to them. Respect the sideline. That's across the way. We are fortunate to be here in the booth, granted by Athletic Director Eric Heisner. And I'm making some noise right now, 3:52 on the game clock. And we'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference last week number 9, these were the crossover games. Going for first or second place, the West Lafayette Red Devils defeated the Western Panthers. That was at Panther High School. I should say Western. These games were all at the East Division sites this season. They alternate. West Lafayette 43, Western 6. Going for third or fourth place, Central Catholic travels to Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights got the win 41-21. For fifth or sixth place in the conference, Lewis Cass, Kings, they hosted the Rensselaer Bombers. Lewis Cass got the win, 28-14. For seventh or eighth place in the conference, Tipton Blue Devils hosted Benton Central Bison. Tipton got the win, 40-0. And final game for ninth or tenth place, it was hosted by Northwestern Tigers. Twin Lakes Indians traveled down from Monticello. The Tigers got the win 42-7. We'll let you know what's happening tonight. First round of the sectional for each member of the Hoosier Conference. We'll remind you, Lewis Cass did get the bye in sectional 34. We'll get to that in a moment. Class 4A, the only 4A school in the Hoosier Conference at sectional 20. The Western Panthers at 5-4 are traveling tonight to Jay County to do battle with the Patriots. Patriots are 2-7. That's a 7 o'clock start. Class 3A, sectional 25, the 1-8 Twin Lakes Indians traveling to West Lafayette Red Devils to do battle with the Red Devils. Red Devils are 9-0. They are number 1 in Class 3A. That game will start at 7 tonight. Class 3A, 25 again. That'll be Hanover Central Wildcats. They're 9-0. They're going to travel to Rensselaer Central Bombers. Bombers are 5-4. That's going to be an 8 o'clock start. We look down there, and the Eastern Comets are going to receive. Blue Devils going to kick off. Blue Devils are wearing the all-white. And we'll mention Eastern Comets wearing the green uniforms. So we'll also mention Class 3A, Sectional 28. A couple of those games, Sectional 28. Bishop Chitar Trojans at 5-4. They're at Northwestern Tigers tonight, 2-7. 3A, Sectional 28, Hamilton Heights Huskies at 7-2 are at McConaughey Braves. They are 6-3 at the 7 o'clock start. Class 2A, Sectional 34, the Winnemac Warriors at 2-7. Are at Central Catholic Knights at 6-3, a 7 o'clock start. That particular game, the winner will play Lewis Cass next week. Class 2A, Sectional 34, Benton Central Bison at 3-6 are on the road to Delphi Oracles at 5-4. And the final game is Hoosier Conference tonight. Class 2A, sectional 36. That's the Tipton Blue Devils at 4-5. They are here to do battle with the Eastern Comets. Comets are 6-3. 7 o'clock start. Blue Devils and Comets getting ready to jump onto the field surface. They've already had the coin toss. And we'll work this direction. I'll be on that space. I'll be on that space here. You can read all these ones. So we're going to work right there. Blue Devil's going to kick off Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg going to kick the ball away. He's going to spot it right there in the center of the 40-yard line, right there on the X. So the Eastern Thomas Bray Kettle, they'll slip back into receiving mode. Looking for a good ball game tonight. It's almost straight up 7 o'clock here at Greentown, Indiana. Been a little while since I've been here. What a beautiful city. Got to mention, this school is being renovated. I tell you what, it is golden. What a school system. So 7 yards deep, Dakota Furr gets the whistle. Here comes the approach, and we're underway. The low elevation, he takes him at the 20, at the 15. Drops it, kicks it back up. He's on the return. Going to be stopped just across the 25-yard line. Eastern Thomas will put the ball in play. They'll line up at the right hash. Quarterback jogging into the huddle. Right there, that's Eli Edwards. Eli Edwards, a junior class member. He is the son of Coach Josh Edwards. Did meet Josh Edwards' other son. He's already graduated. What a gentleman he is. They raised their kids right. Shotgun formation, empty backfield. Spread field. It'll be spread with five receivers out for routes. The quick pass in the right flat. Going to be a bubble screen. We're going to get a good game. We're going to pick up about 7. Getting the blocking out in front. He gets pushed out of bounds. That pass was complete. They complete that pass number 40, excuse me. Gage Moniz. Gage Moniz, the only senior in their receiving crew, their core, I should say. 3 juniors and Moniz. They're going to line up in the slot right now with Jaden Eagle. Going to empty the backfield. They go 5 receivers again. Shotgun formation. Eagle going to go motion. Going to fake to Eagle, keeping the ball himself. Eli Edwards. He's going to pick up necessary yardage. They're going to move the chains first time in the ball game. So they'll spot the ball. Burkett ends up on the tackle. Ball's going to be spotted at the 38-yard line, Eastern Territory. Blue Devils is trying to get a stop. Trying to force a punt. Barely got enough for the first down, but got enough. Here's a single man in the backfield. That's Eagle. Right there with shotgun quarterback Eli Edwards. 4 receivers. Going to hand off to Eagle. He's going to be snuffed right there. Cut in 2-hole right side. The A-gap right side of the center. He gets snuffed right there. He's going to pick up 1. It's going to be 2nd down and 9. Clock moving, 10:27. First quarter, just getting underway. First possession of the ball game, Eastern Thomas. Eastern Thomas elected to receive. Evidently, Tipton probably wanted to talk and deferred. Off the edge right there, you go back in the coverage there. Dropping a throw is Eli Edwards. They go across the middle. Pass is caught. Going to pick up about 6. Going to be about 2 yards shy. Credit the tackle, Cole Hussey, right there, linebacker crew. And catch is made right there, 21. That's Blake Robinson. Blake Robinson, 5'9", 150. As mentioned, a junior class member. He's got a lot of returning athletes. He's got 11 members in the junior class. He's got 6 seniors, 14 sophomores, and 21 freshmen, 52 on the roster. For the Eastern Comets. We'll work at 3rd down 2. Dropping the throw, Edwards. Looking. Going to let it go. Got a 1st down. He looked at his progressions well. He stayed in the pocket with good poise. And he found the tight end. I take that back. Wide receiver, Clayton Kelly. Clayton Kelly, their tallest receiver. He weighs 87, he's 6'4", weighs in at 215. Ball moves in to Blue Devil territory. Ball spotted, nose depth to the 40 from the left hash. 9:05 clock moving. First and 10. Third set of downs for Eastern. Got a side play, left side 3-hole to pick up a couple of yards. That was Jaden Eagle. Jaden Eagle, 5'8", 190. He's like a little bowling ball. I tell you what, that guy has been in the weight room. You can tell that by his height and weight. So they spot the ball at the 38 of Tipton from the left hash. Second down, they're calling it 8 on the board. Shotgun formation, Eagle in the backfield. Motion going to go away. It's Blake Robinson. They're going to hand off to Eagle. They'll veer it right side. The Blue Devils going to hem him in. To cut him down after a gain of 1. May not be a gain, maybe a no gain. It can be 3rd down and 8. Probably going to see the passing arm right here of Eli Edwards. As mentioned, the Blue Devil game a couple of weeks ago, as Coach Cole mentioned, and it's coming from behind, Eli Edwards lost 35 passes. I know that's nothing like Matt Ryan throwing 58 passes. But this is a high school game. Eli Edwards, you take the snap. They're going to hand off. Kind of a draw play to Eagle. They'll get to the 35-yard line. Won't get enough. It's going to bring that 4th down from the 35. Coach Josh Edwards likely going to go for this one. He sends the play in with son Eli Edwards. Edwards in the huddle. Call the play. 7:26 game clock. First quarter at Eastern High School, no score. First possession of the ball game belongs to Eastern. They are at the Tipton 35, 4th down and 5. Going to drop the throw. Going to be a shoot right there off the edge. Cole Hussey going to roll left and have poise. They're going to get a 1st down. He's going to throw to the 29-yard line. Again, he's going to find his 6'4" target. That's Clayton Kelly. Junior class member, they're going to go with the no-huddle now. No-huddle offense from the 29 of Tipton. 1st and 10, 7 minutes. Inside 7 minutes now, they're going to line up with 4 spread wide receivers with Jaden Eagle in the backfield. Shotgun formation, he's going to run the option. Going to pitch it to Eagle right side. Diving for him, couldn't get him. He's going to dive it in, he's going to get 10 yards. He's going to pick up another 1st down. Yep, they're going to move the chains, and they run the option play, similar to what we'll see the Blue Devils run. Right side, we'll see that with Hoover and Eli Carter. So the ball moves inside the 20-yard line. At the 18, it's 1st and 10. Shotgun formation, Eli Edwards. 4 guys, pass routes. They're going to pitch it left side. They're blocking out front. Eagle going to get it down near the 10, just outside the 10. Not going to pick up a 1st down quite yet. It's going to be 2nd down. 3 for the Eastern Comets. Back into the huddle off the sideline right there. It's 87. Clayton Kelly. And line up slot left, slot right. Ball's in the middle of the field, 11-yard line. Going to hit off the Eagle. He'll start it up the middle. He'll gear out left side. He'll get near the 5. They're going to spot him just inside the 7. And they're going to pick up the 1st down. It's going to be 1st and goal for the Eastern Comets. And they'll work it from right there. So no huddle. Back to the line of scrimmage. 1st and goal from the 7 at the left hash. Pass play. Edwards. Lost play. Fade play back in the end zone. Incomplete. In on the coverage. Right there was number 3, Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin tipped it away. Going to bring up 2nd down 7. 5:19 clock stop for the incomplete pass. They'll run trips to the right side, split out wide left. Is 87, Clayton Kelly. Going to drop the throw and going to hand off. This is draw play right there. Jaden Eagle gets the call. Single man in the backfield. He'll get back to the six. Third down, goal from the six. We'll see. We'll see if the Blue Devils can hold right here and make them decide if they want to go for fourth down again or try a short chip shot from the left hash. The lineup in the shotgun. Eagle in the backfield trips to the right. He's going to roll right, looking to throw. Eli Edwards throws back across the grain and finds his target in the back of the end zone, right there in front of the goalpost. Eastern Thomas go on the board first. Nice catch by junior class member Ian Hewitt. He's 6'1", 150. He puts six on the board for the Eastern Comets. Eastern Comets going to line up for point after. They're going to drop back and try this point after from the 12. Get a little bit more space from the defender. Trying to eliminate any block opportunity. He's going to boot it. It's going to go right side, right inside the upright. That's a good elevation. There's a nice kick. It's a 7-0 contest. Pretty good sustained drive for the Eastern Comets. 7 minutes, 20 seconds on the drive. Caused 14 plays. And I'm well done. Kind of over here in Steve right there, WIOU. We have paper coverage in between us. That's the Kokomo Tribune. Kokomo Tribune, the gentleman's name is?
Mark Fluke.
Mark Fluke, he's working hard right there. And I'm covering this game pretty well. Two radio stations and the Kokomo Tribune, Mark Fluke. So well done. And I'm getting ready to kick off. We'll be the Eastern Comets. The Blue Devils will catch the ball first time here in the first quarter. And we'll talk about a little bit about the Class 1A brackets. Class 1A brackets, they do involve the Sheridan Blackhawks. They are the only member of the Hoosier Heartland Conference in Class 1A, Sectional 45. Monroe Central are going to hang around. They'll play next week, earning the bye. And we'll let you know that Union City is at Sheridan tonight, 7 o'clock start. Indiana Deaf School is at Indianapolis Tindley, 7 o'clock start. And Westdale is at Hagerstown, 7 o'clock start. And as the Hoosier Heartland Conference represented in the conference by the Sheridan Blackhawks. We'll talk about the rankings a little bit later. The Blackhawks currently number 5 in the coaches' poll. Here comes the boot. Inside, going to be a squib kick straight up the middle. Bounces taken by that Eli Carter at the 18-yard line. He'll dive it forward. He'll get outside the 30. Near the 34-yard line, Blue Devils will have good field position for their first possession. And I will just mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. As mentioned, there are 4 2A schools. Western's a 4A. They're in Sectional 20. Hamilton Heights, a 3A school, 28. Cass, 2A, 34. Tipton, 2A, 36. Northwestern, 3A, 28. West Lafayette, 3A, 25. Lafayette Central Catholic, 2A, 34. Bristol Central, 3A, 25. Benton Central, 2A, 34. Twin Lakes, 3A, 25. First shot, but this shotgun snap taken. Hand off, goes left side. They'll go 3-hole with Eli Carter. He'll pick up short yardage. He'll pick up maybe a couple. It's going to be second down, 8 for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils still representing breast cancer awareness the whole month of October. I tell you what I found out this week about 11 days ago. I lost a good friend. He told me he had cancer. I didn't realize it was severe. I saw in the paper. Gary Browning. I tell you what, Gary Browning knew more about high school sports than anybody I can think of. We talk and he'd rattle off all kinds of stuff that I learned from him. Gary Browning, God bless him. They're going to run it right side. Ball carrier going to be the quarterback. That's Hoover. Then Hoover takes it out beyond the 40. Close to first down yardage. He'll take it to the 43-yard line. The line to gain is the 44. So they'll spot it right there at the right hash mark. 3:03 clock moving. 7-0 contest. Eastern in front. Tipton's first possession of the evening. First quarter, 7-0 ball game. Tipton, third down and 2. Gonna be a direct snap to Eli Carter. To try to get to the 45, and he will get to the 45. He'll just get enough. Forward progress just across the 45. Hoover and Eli Carter in the backfield. Direct snap went straight to Carter. It went straight up the gut. Got just enough to move the chains. Ball spotted just across the 45. Inside the right hash, maybe about 7-8 yards. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 13. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover, junior quarterback, 6'3", 216. Direct snap again to Eli Carter. He'll fake a handoff to Vince Hoover. He'll take it left side, maybe the 5-hole. He'll get a good game, but not a whole lot. He'll pick up about 3. Going to call it 3. It's going to be 2nd and 7. They're calling it on the board. So they're working right there. Clock moving inside 2 minutes. 1:53, a quick ball game. It's moving right along. Blue Devils going to line up with slot right, split left is Goodrich. In the slot is Spidell. Split out far right side is Mahaney. And the Blue Devils going to call a timeout. They saw something. They wanted to talk it over. Big possession, trying to drive it in, trying to tie the ball game with their first possession. So they're working right here. We'll talk a little bit about the Class 2A Sectional 34. Sectional 34 and Class 2A representing the Hoosier Conference are the Lewis Cass Kings, the Benton Central Bison, and the Central Catholic Knights. Waiting for next week is Lewis Cass. They earned the bye with the ping pong ball. It fell in their proper way for them. Well, playing tonight is 21st of October. Winamac is at Lafayette Central Catholic. The Rochester Zebras are at the Seeger Patriots. And the Benton Central Bison are at the Delphi Oracles. 1:40 left. Both teams back the line of scrimmage waiting for the whistle. There it is. 1:40 left, shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. In the lineup right there, Eli Carter. Trips to the right, they're going to hand off to Carter. They go left side, 5-hole, he's got through there, he's got a first down. He's still on his feet, he's inside the 30, inside the 25, 20, 15. He's inside the 5, he's going to stay on his feet. They'll go the distance, 52 yards from scrimmage. For Eli Carter, a week ago in the ninth game of his career, he set the all-time rushing record for the Tipton Blue Devils. That's all-time. The record he broke was his father's record at Tipton. That's pretty special. Going to line up right there, 10-yard line. Going to hold for the extra point. Got a whistle, quick whistle, just before the snap. Going to be offsides against Eastern. Let's see if that changes the approach for the Blue Devils. Will they continue to kick? But from the 1.5, they're going to keep the kicking unit out there for the moment. That's a big decision right there. They're going to go for the tie. They're going to scoot it up at 1.5 yards, and they're going to go for the kick. So they'll bring it up to the 8.5 for the spot. Take that back. They'll bring it out to the right there, 8.5. Here comes the boot, Dakota Ferg. And he goes through the uprights. Plenty of distance on that one. Dakota Ferg ties the ball game with 1:27 left here in the first quarter. And Dakota Ferg getting ready to kick off here in a couple of minutes. Again, we'll go through the Class 2A one more time. That's Sectional 36. 5 teams represented from the Hoosier Heartland Conference. 1 team from the Hoosier Conference. At the top, it's Eastbrook and Frankton. Eastbrook is at Frankton tonight. Both Hoosier Heartland members. In the next bracket down, it's Elwood at Alexandria. Also Hoosier Heartland members. third bracket, Dan, Ruston and Blackford. And then the bottom bracket that's right here, Tipton, is at Eastern Conference tonight. Tipton, the only Hoosier Conference member in Class 2A, Sectional 36. So Eastern Conference jogging out to receive. It's going to work from right there. And we thank you for tuning in. PutMeInSports.com. We hope you'll stick with the Blue Devils as they make a run here in the sectional, along with the Eastern Comets. Comets 6-3, Blue Devils. It's just tonight. 4-5. Nice elevation. Be taken at the 6-yard line. What a boot by Dakota Fern. They're going to hem him in. We're going to hem him in right now. Pardon me?
I'm on internet radio. Go way down the back.
So they can't hear right now. I guess public address. And we're working right there.
Matt, can you turn your volume up? They can't hear you across the way. They can't hear you.
So Matt Jensen doing the PA. The gentleman came over to let us know. And can turn the volume up a little bit. See if the Blue Devil crowd can hear across the way. So shotgun formation, Eagle in the backfield. We got four receivers that are pitching left to Eagle. Has the football, he'll cut it. Five holes, loose a little bit to get across the 25 out to the 27. He's going to pick up necessary yardage, a gain of about 14, call it 15, for Eagle. Jaden Eagle, the lone senior of the skilled players, we'll call it. Skilled players, that's receivers. Running back, quarterback, slot man, I should say, H-back. They are skilled receivers. And Eagle, the only senior for the Eastern Comets. He's in the backfield with Eli Edwards. Dropping the throw is Edwards. He'll go left side. Set down route, caught just across the 30. Be caught again by Clayton Kelly. Clayton Kelly. The pickup three, they're moving across the 30 to the 31-yard line. 35 seconds, clock is moving. Looks like they may get one more playoff unless it's an incomplete pass. But to the line of scrimmage, working from the left hash. Slot right, slot left, short side of field. Eagle in the backfield. Taking the snap, shotgun quarterback, Eli Edwards. They'll reassess the kick, maybe changing the play. Eagle moves right side, and they're going to run the option again. They'll pitch it quick to Eagle. Eagle's right side is going to get to the 35-yard line. It'll be about 3 yards shy of a first. It's going to be third down and three when we come back for second quarter action as the first quarter empties out. At the end of one quarter of play, Eastern Comets 7, Tipton Blue Devils 7. So a good ball game in the works. We knew it would be. So we need to mention Target Sports. Target Sports making this game possible. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, they sell, and they trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports in Sheridan. So it swapped sides of the field, inverted the field, ball spotted at the 35-yard line, right hash. 12 minutes here in the second quarter. Clock will start on the snap. Snap taken by Eli Edwards. They'll fake inside to keep the ball. They'll get just close. They're going to call him spotted up at the 40. They'll pick that first down yardage. He needed five, he got six. So first down, Eastern Comets. They get a new set of downs, clock moving, 11:50 on the game clock. Play clock starts 23 seconds. Houston Thomas to the line of scrimmage. They'll go with four receivers. They got tripped to the right at the short side of the field. Went out wide left. Even in the backfield. Call the cadence. Eli Edwards. He'll take the snap. He'll drop the throw and pass right side. But get blocking out in front of him with the bubble screen. He's going to get a gain, but not much. He'll pick up one Blue Devil right there to make the tackle. Vince Hoover in the vicinity. And right there also with Sam Klein. And also nearby was Clayton Henderson. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line, right hash. Second down, 9 for the Comets. They'll line up trips to the left side of the long, the wide side of the field. They'll go short side with a split in. They're going to pitch it left, sing him in the backfield. That's Eagle. He's going to veer it up. He's going to get out across the 40 and near the 45-yard line. He's going to pick up a good game of about 5. Going to bring up a third down play. Third and 5 for the Comets. Ball spotted. It's nosed up to the 45-yard line. Comet territory. Ball spotted at the left hash. They break huddle to the Eastern Comets. 10:20 clock moving. 7-7 ball game. Class 2A, sectional 36, first round. These teams have not seen each other since October of 2011. Ball tipped away. We're working right across the middle there. Levi Burkett was near. Might have grazed off of him. And we're going to see our first punt of the ball game. Eastern Thomas is going to send out. Looks like he's going to be number 12 during the punt. That's Ethan Hastings. He's also a junior class member. He's a backup quarterback. He's an outside linebacker, kicker, and a punter. He's 5'10", 180. He's going to drop back about 11 and a half yards. Good snap. He'll poise it, and he'll get a good spiral. He's going to go over Carter's hand, but it doesn't go far away. He goes horizontal after the bounce. Carter made a good decision there. He let it go by. Might have lost a couple of yards by not fair catching it. But not too bad. Blue Devils will go here, and they'll go into first and 10 for the Blue Devils. And they're going to spot it right there at the 17-yard line. Blue Devils 17 from the right hash. Coming out to tell the huddle, the play, Vince Hoover. There's the whistle. Hoover looks back over. Some more instructions. Calls the play. 20 seconds on the play clock. Blue Devils break huddle. They're at the line of scrimmage. 14 seconds. Good shape with the play clock. Spin out wide left. They got slot left. They go dog motion. Levi Burkett. He'll block out front. Getting the handoff right there is Eli Carter. He'll take it to the 20. Then pick up about 7 on the carry. But Eli Carter. So ball's nosed up to the 20-yard line at the right hash. Weather is good here today. It went deep in the sectional, deep in the regional. I saw a semi-state that was absolutely unbearable. Cold at Rensselaer Central. Probably about 10, 12 years ago, it was cold. Shotgun snap taken by Tim Tuber. He'll hand it off and stay on his feet. He'll put that hand down, get an extra 2 or 3 yards, Eli Carter. He's got a motor that just won't quit. Pure evidence if you check the record book for Blue Devil football. Ball's moved out to the 27-yard line. They move the chains. First and 10, Blue Devils. Ball's marked just inside the right hash. Play clock at 16. Game clock moving at 8:54. Left in the second quarter, 7-7 ball game. They got twins right, split left. Pass play. Hoover got some time. He's going to have to get rid of it. He ran out of time. He's going to get sacked in the backfield. Might have been a covered sack. He was looking. And he's more or less looking for space to run and avoid tackles. And it finally caved in on him. He's going to lose some yardage. He's going to lose about 6, maybe 7 on the quarterback sack. It's going to be second down and 16. The ball's marked at the 21-yard line. Line to gain is the 37-yard line for the Blue Devils. Second down. Trip to the left. Tight end right, tight end left. Shotgun snap and a direct snap once again to Eli Carter. They're going to get his forward progress, but he's going to lose yardage. He'll lose about one, maybe one and a half, as the defense converged. And the best he could do was forward progress. I think he might have stayed up on his feet as they call him down. It's going to be a timeout call. Eastern Thomas going to talk this over. Third and long. They're calling it third and 19 on the board. And timeout called here by Eastern. 7:44 left here in the second quarter. 7-7 ball game. Blue Devils are going to have to talk this over. See if they can pull a first down out of their hat. So we'll also mention Class 2A ranking. 2A ranking. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll let you know about Class 1A. Final regular season coaches poll. Number one, Lutheran Saints. Yep, Lutheran Saints won the state last year. They're still number one. Sectional 47, they finished 9-0. Tonight, they have a home game. Sectional round one, they are home with South Putnam. South Putnam currently 7-2. Number three position in coaches' poll this week, that's the North Decatur Chargers. They are coached by Steve Stern. They're in Sectional 46. They are 9-0. They are number three. And we'll also mention tonight they're going against Tri-Trojans. The Tri-Trojans are 8-1. They are number seven in the coaches' poll. So that's number three versus number seven. Check that out after tonight. That'll be a good one. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. He'll drop the throw. Looking down the field and let one go. To try to find, he found, nearly had Dane Goodrich. Dane Goodrich was defended pretty well. It was almost a back shoulder type of throw. Defender was right there, and the ball hit the surface. Trying to pull that in, that would have been a first down catch by about 3 yards. They go dead complete. 7:38 left. Levi Burkett out on the field. He's going to punt the football. Where's number 11? He changed numbers about 4 games ago. He went from an outside linebacker wearing number 60, a lineman wearing number 60, to a tight end wearing number 11. You got gloves on, you call for the snap, it's a low snap, it'll bounce in there, they'll take it. Low elevation, it's going to bounce the Blue Devil favorable way. It's going to go outside, you know, out of bounds. There's a 47 of Tipton. So 47-yard line at Tipton. Eastern Thomas, they're going to say it went out of bounds maybe before then. Maybe the 40-yard line, I take that back, 47 or the 46. Also in Class 1A, we'll finish this up, Sheridan Blackhawks. They are number 5 in the coaches' poll. Sector 45, they're 8-1. They are home tonight with Union City. To the line of scrimmage, Eastern Thomas. Slot left, slot right from the left hash. Single man in the back. You're going to go motion. Motion left to right. You're going to give the handoff to Eagle. Eagle lines up in a slot, goes in motion, gets the jet sweep handoff. He's going to pick up one. Blue Devil's right there to make the stop. Ball's going to be spotted at the 43-yard line of Tipton. And at number 6 in Class 1A, that's the Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars are sectional 43. They are 8-1. They are number 6. They are at the Northwhite Vikings tonight. The Vikings are 5-3. Handoff goes left side. He was diving forward to the 40. He did the handoff that time to running back number 4. That's Braylon Word. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 160. He dives it to the 40 of Tipton. Ball nose up. 40-yard line, Tipton territory. Third down. They're calling it 5, probably closer to 6. So we'll call it 3rd and 6, third down. Shotgun formation, Eli Edwards will take a snap, drop the throw. Looking right, he's going to let one go, right side, down the sideline. He's there, it's caught. Because he jailed it the one. We call it the two. A very fine catch. Ian Hewitt. 6'1", 150. Nice ball. Eli Edwards looked him off, looked away, and came back to him, lost in one. About a 40-yard pass play. They try to touch it in right there. The Blue Devils say no. So they stop him on first and goal. Very little gain, if any. First and goal from the two. They call it the one. Blue Devils working the goal line stand. Blue Devils have done so this season. They put up a good goal line stand. I'm trying to remember the game. Might have been Northwestern. Not sure. But the Blue Devils plenty capable. They're going to line up double slot left side. Put off wide right. He is Jubich. He got the big pass play. They got him down here. Going to go under center. Edwards going to go quarterback sneak. Try to touch the cross, and he does. 6'4", 220. That's Edwards. Eli Edwards in the scoring column. It's 13-7. So they're going to try to point after. Looks like they may go for two. Going to go for two. 5:23 on the game clock. This will be one end time down. Nope, they're going to kick. I send out the kicker. That is number 12, Ethan Hastings. Last one went through. Good elevation. Looking right at the other holder, number 21, Blake Robinson. He's a receiver. The snap's good. The kick is up and wide left. Just left of the upright. I will mention these uprights, they're not super tall. They're not tall at all, I'll be honest with you. They're like middle school type of uprights. Blue Devils have some taller uprights than they do, than I say Hamilton Heights, as the college type of uprights. And there's a gentleman on the surface right now. They are attending to him. Blue Devil, we will not mention who until it's absolutely fact. So, what a ball game. I say what? 14-7. The winner of this game may be the team that occupies the football last. It may be. We'll see. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention Class 2A rankings. This is through 9 games. At number 1, the coaches poll is Clinton Stockton. They've been there pretty much all season. That's the minors. They're sectional 37. They're 9-0. They're also number 1 in the media poll. At number 2, it's LaVille, the LaVille Lancers, sectional 33. They're 9-0. They're also number 2 in the media poll. Number 3 is the Andrean Viking 59ers. They're 6-3. They are in sectional 33 also with LaVille. And the Andrean 59ers, I should say, they are at number 5 in the media poll. I'm going to help him off the surface right there. A little bit gimpy. He's walking okay. Might have took a hit. We'll see if he can get back in the game. We'll see if Burke Emmert will check him out. Make sure he's okay. And I believe it may be. I'll double check here. I'd rather not say if I can't say for sure. I think I know, but I won't say it out loud. Number 4 in Class 2A. In the coaches poll, Indianapolis Cecina Crusaders, sectional 39, they're 8-1. Number 5, tied with number 5, two teams, Evansville Modern Day Wildcats, Triton Central Tigers. Wildcats are sectional 40, Tigers are 39, Wildcats 6-3, Tigers 7-2. Comes the kick, squib kick off the foot, picked up there by Isaiah Mahaney at the 20. He's going to try to get it outside. He's going to backtrack to get more. He's going to get back to where he started backtracking. Pretty good effort right there for Isaiah Mahaney, freshman athlete. So what that guy's going to get in the weight room, that guy is going to be a plush a year from now, ready to play his sophomore season. So the ball's going to be spotted at the 29-yard line. Blue Devils possession. Blue Devils trailing 13-7. that missed extra point opens the door for quite a bit of things to happen. So there's that trip to the left side. Kicking in the backfield is Unai Carter. Flag comes in from the linebacker official. They're going to say illegal procedure on Tiffin. Evidently, he's the only guy that probably could have seen where that occurred. Look back at a 5. It's going to be 1st and 15 for Tiffin. Play comes into the huddle. Vancouver. 1st and 15. Ball moved back to the 24-yard line of Tiffin. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter straight behind Ventura. He'll move to his left now. Trips to the left. Tight end right. You're going to hand off. Eli Carter, he'll go right side. 4-hole. He'll get a good burst of speed right there, and he'll pick up plenty of yardage. He'll get out to the 35. Eli Carter gets a good gain on 1st and 15. Ball spotted right there at the 35-yard line at the right hash. The line to gain is the 39. It's 2nd down, 4 for Tipton. He got 3 receivers left side. Spidell, he's split in. Working for tight end right side. Shot dancing in the backfield. There's a handoff and a give it to Carter. Once he gets, he'll get a 1st down. Flag comes in. Flag on the play. Going to be thrown in by the umpire. He's behind the offensive quarterback. And yep, it's a hold. Holding call against Tipton. That spy comes from the umpire behind the offensive set. It's almost always a holding call. So they back it up, nullify a 1st down run by Carter. They'll begin to start over right there at the 26-yard line. 2nd down, 13 for Tipton. It's spotted at the right hash. Clock moving. 4:30 left here in the 2nd quarter. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. 15 on the play clock. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. To his right, Eli Carter. Shift to the left. Spin out wide right is Goodrich. They're going to run the option. No, they're going to keep the ball right there, Vince Hoover. He'll be tripped up. He'll dive forward. He'll get about a yard in front of the 6. And it's going to be 3rd and about 9. 3rd and 9 for Tipton. From the right hash. Clock moving inside 4 minutes. 2nd quarter, 13-7 ball game. Eastern Chomics in front. We are at Eastern High School. We're in Greentown, Indiana. It's about 10 miles straight east of Walmart there in Kokomo. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Running back to his left, trips left. Going to drop the throw. Going to let one go. Looking to step up in the pocket. He's going to roll left. He's going to tuck it away early. He's going to be on his feet. He'll stay on his feet. Vince Hoover going to pick up a 1st down with a couple of extra yards. He avoided a couple of sacks in the backfield. And he decided to pull that ball down and veer right side. He's cutting left and right. And off of his feet picks up a team 1st down for the Blue Devils. 3:15 clock moving. Balls out to the 42-yard line of Tipton. To my knowledge, Tipton has 2 timeouts remaining here in the 1st half. Clock moving, 3:03. Play clock at 10. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. They'll line up in the slot right side. Eli Carter's in the slot. Sutter Griffin is in the backfield along with Vancouver. He'll hand off to Sutter. Sutter's going to get a good game. He's going to be loose. He's going to trip himself up. Forward momentum. I tell you why, he might have been to pay dirt. He picked up a good 1st down. Probably about 2 times as much as he needed. He moved the ball into Eastern territory at the Comets 38-yard line. Sutter Griffin. You know he can do that. He's a good tandem with Eli Carter. So from the right hash. Clock moving, 2.5 minutes. Trip to the left. Tight end right. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the backfield. He'll get the hand off. He'll veer it right side. He'll push it up. He'll come back. He'll come back the other way. He's going to break field. He's going to lose yardage. He gave the shot. He didn't get what he wanted, but he He's going to lose some yardage, and they'll mark him back to about the 49-yard line of Eastern. He's going to lose about 11 on the opportunity. He reversed ground. You know, like Marcus Allen, he's done that the last couple of games. That's the only time he probably didn't go for good. So we're in the lineup right now, second down, 21. 49-yard line of Eastern. Clock moving, 1:42. Trip to the left, slot right. Quarterback draw, Vince Hoover. He'll get to the 47 of Eastern. He'll get some hands. He'll help back up off the surface right there by Eli Edwards. Eli Edwards, nothing but sportsmanship in this ballgame. Timeout Tipton. Third and 19, Blue Devils are going to talk this over. 1.5 minutes left during the first half. And again, we'll finish up the Class 2A rankings. 2A rankings, number 7, Eastside Braziers, they're sectional 35, 7-2 on the season. Number 8 is Fort Wayne Lures, they are the Knights, sectional 35, they're 4-5. Number 9, they're also number 9 in the media poll, that's Lafayette Central Catholic. Knights, sectional 34, they're 6-3. Number 10, Rochester Zebras. Sectional 34, they're 8-1. Number 11, Eastbrook Panthers, sectional 36, 6-3. Number 12, Heritage Christian Eagles, sectional 38, 5-3. Number 13, Perry Central Commodores, then sectional 40, they're 8-1. And number 14 is the Lubbock Cash Kings, sectional 34, they are 6-3. To both teams at the line of scrimmage. Minute and a half left. Play clock starts. Shotgun formation. Third down, 19. Gonna split right, wide right. Gonna wing left. Gonna roll left. Work your halfback pass. He's gonna let it go. It's gonna be underthrown. We're gonna be a flag. Two flags on the play. Gonna be a pass interference. Goodrich. Take that back. That was Isaiah Mahaney trying to make the catch. The pass was pretty much underthrown quite a bit. In the 12th pass interference, but I got to mention, defensive back never turned around. Mahaney saw it was underthrown. He was going back to the ball, and friction took place. And two flags came in, so it was pretty evident. It was pass interference. So they're going to mark off 15 yards for the offensive pass interference. If I'm not mistaken, for defensive pass interference, it's 15 yards. I believe it's 10 yards for offensive pass interference. 1:24 on the game clock. Incomplete pass, clock is stationary. Play clock at 15, game clock at 1:24. We line up in a shotgun. Vince Hoover trips to the right, tight end left. They're working one to backfield. Eli Carter takes a direct snap again. They'll move the left side, try to make the save. He does barely get to the 30-yard line. Clock continues to run. 1:14. Blue Devils have one timeout remaining here in the first half. They're spotted at the 30. They're nosing up to the 30, just inside the left hash. Blue Devils call the play in a hurry. They'll go three receivers right side. He goes tight end left. That's Levi Perkins. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter will take a direct snap. He'll dive it up the gut. They get it inside the 25. They'll stop the clock to move the chains. Clock will start from 49.5. They'll start it now. Blue Devils call the play in a hurry. They'll shoot the line of scrimmage. 42 seconds left. Trip to the right. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Vince Hoover, Carter's going to take the snap. He'll take the snap, he'll drive it forward, he'll veer it. Left side, three hole. He's going to get out of bounds. Stop the clock at 30.2. Got to rely on a good trigger finger for the guy keeping the clock up here in the press box. We've seen how that can be done. 30.2 seconds left. 13-7, Blue Devils. On the doorstep, they're inside the red zone. Ball spotted at the 14-yard line from the left hash. Spidell and Goodrich line up in a two to the right. Left side split out is Mahaney. Tight end left. Burkett, who drops the throw or pass one. But they picked off. Throwing in the cross the green there. He's going to go the distance. Going to be a pick six. About 85 yards on the pick six. Eastern Thomas. It's going to be number two, Ian Hewitt. Ian Hewitt going to go the distance. Now let's try the point after. Try to pass right there. A bit of a sit-down route. Right side. Got to put some mustard on that type of pass. 13.7 left. Blue Devils were going in, was going to score. And it changed immediately. So they're spotted at the 11 for the hold. Holder again is 21, Blake Robinson. There comes the approach. There's the boot. Good elevation, good distance, and right through the upright. Eastern Thomas, get a gift. And score here before halftime, 20-7. Eastern Thomas in front, 13.7 seconds remaining. Class 2A, we'll talk about the media poll. We'll mention these teams at number 13 in the media poll. It's Cherubusco Eagles. They're sectional 35. They're 7-2. At number 14 is South Vermilion. They're the Wildcats. Sectional 37. They're 7-2. Tied at number 15 are the Seeger Patriots and the North Posey Vikings. Patriots are sectional 34. They're 7-2. Posey is sectional 40. They're 7-2. Tied at number 17, there are three teams, Class 2A, tied in the media poll. Southmont Miles Mountain, they're 37, sectional 37, 6-3. Sullivan Golden Arrows, they're sectional 37, they're sectional 37, they are 5-4. And Lewis Cascades also in the media poll. Again, they're sectional 34, they're 6-3, they're watching some football tonight. I'm pretty sure they're at Lafayette Central Catholic High School checking out who their opponent might be next week. 13.7, here comes the approach, 6-yard approach. There's the boot. Ethan Hastings, you're going to bounce it as a 5, taken by Eli Carter. Eli Carter, let's see if he can make some difference here. He'll get out to the 15. 6.7 left. Blue Devils might be just content to take a knee here with 6.7 left in the first half. We thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to PutTheInSports.com. You're listening to the Eastern Comets and the Tipton Blue Devils. We're going to line it up right now. Shotgun, I should say, to the huddle. Vancouver, I'm going to tell the play to the huddle. They're going to break huddle. In unison, they clap as the line of scrimmage. Vancouver going to line up in a shotgun. Trips to the left. Ball's in the middle of the field at the 15-yard line. Tight end right is Levi Burkett. Going to hand off. Eli Carter will go right side. They'll get a first down carry. He'll pick up 11. 0.6 seconds left. They stop the clock. If the Blue Devils don't call timeout, it's going to empty out when the umpire would start the clock. And Tipton does call their third and final timeout here in the first half. Well, good ball game in the works. We'll mention, if you didn't attend the Atlanta Earth Festival, I say, well, you might be missing out. But you can set your calendar for next year. That's the fourth weekend in September. Fourth weekend in September, that's Saturday and Sunday. They have plenty of organized activities, especially for the younger generation. They have about 600 booth spaces. And you can occupy your own booth space. You can call the town hall. You can talk to Jennifer, 765-292-2626. Or you can go online at AtlantaIndiana.com. Again, that's AtlantaIndiana.com. That's the Earth Festival right there in Atlanta, Indiana, Northern Hamilton County, just before you go into Tifton County. A beautiful, quaint town right there. My grandma and grandpa lived here a long time. Had a lot of fun there. Shotgun formation, empty backfield. Five receivers. You take the snap, you're going to drop the throw. You step up, clock hits, he's out. He's going to be sacked in the backfield near the 21. He never went down, but the forward progress was stopped. And the Eastern Comets and the Tipton Blue Devils will go to halftime. 15 minutes on the intermission clock. Halftime score, Eastern 20, Tipton 7. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention we are at halftime. And you're listening to Tipton Blue Devil football. Made possible by the following support sponsors. We ask at puttingintosports.com, thank you for listening, and ask if you, as a listener, would patronize the following companies as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio. And we do thank you for listening. We are at halftime now.
In Compass Credit Union, when you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially. At In Compass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. We are In Compass Credit Union. Yes, at In Compass Credit Union, we are community-minded, just like you. Reach us by phone, 800-675-8852. Again, that number is 800-675-8852 on the World Wide Web at encompasscu.org. In Compass Credit Union.
The Tipton Tribune, Michelle Garland, leads the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle_Garman. That's at Michelle. MICHELLE_Garman for updates on area games and matches.
Discount copies, 317-773-8783, offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint size color prints up to 36 inches by 48 inches, laminations up to 22 inches wide. We do invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. Business cards, business letterhead, and business envelopes. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday by appointment. Public fax service, send or receive. Discount copies, 100 Mensa Drive behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, west edge of Noblesville. Email discountcopies, 96@gmail.com.
Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. Call them at 765-292-2315 or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. That's Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. Licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional. Serving our community for more than 30 years. Rutledge Well Drilling.
AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find us, take Howard Street West off of State Road 19. We are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto.
FritzInPictures.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them by phone at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations, Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. And Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or on site. That's FritzInPictures.com. FRITZ.
Noblesville Trophies. Shop us online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 317-773-7391. Online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com.
Remax and New Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Sikkim, Indiana? Visit Remax Anew Realty and connect with real estate experts today. Remax Anew Realty in Sikkim, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Sikkim, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. Remax Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at
No, it's on the end. Two different places. I'm putting it in. No. It's turned off. No. So, yes, no.
Hey, what, did you
get hurt? I just gave it to me for me.
That's what we'll need.
Hold on, I'm working.
Well, we're halftime. We have difficulty once again with the iPad. We apologize for that. We do know basketball season is right around the corner. I'm making some posters right now for a schedule for the Blue Devil basketball season. If there's only one game to be in sports, cannot be there. That would be on the 17th of November. I think that's their first game. Paula and myself are going to go see Stephen Curtis Chapman at Shipshawana. That was planned way far in advance for the basketball season. But put me in sports. Looking forward to basketball with the Pistons Blue Devils. And at least 10 games with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball team. But that's going to start. I think Lady Huskies will have a game on November 4th, next Friday. I may not be able to do that game because of football. Football takes precedence for certain. And on November 5th will be the second game. I think we'll be there then. 5th or the 8th, but we'll have a schedule out hopefully this week to give away. So we do thank you for tuning in. I'll tell you what, we're going to have a halftime guest picking some NFL. If we look around here, I'm going to re-plug back in. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll wait just a second. We'll plug back in here in a moment. But let's see if we can get somebody to participate here. See if he's got a, if someone has a chance here. And, in this direction. And we'll find out. But I don't want to ask the guy to Portland right here. I'm looking for your athletic director. He said he talks to me enough. If you don't come up here, you must have a good rapport with him.
Also,
I'm not. Oh, I know. I want to mention that. Hey, you like NFL? You want to call some games for me? I got the schedule right over there. I don't have to say your name. I don't even say my name. It doesn't matter what name is, just people need to hear about the game. You don't want to do this? I thought you were going to. All right, Matt, we'll try another time. We'll walk this direction. And I'm not sure we're going to find somebody to do this. Last week we had Scott from Benton Central. He enjoyed calling games for the NFL. NFL this week is week number 7.
game took place last night, New Orleans and Arizona. Did get to watch that game. I believe New Orleans won the game. Don't quote me. But I do know a big trade last night in the NFL. Carolina Panthers let go of Christian McCaffrey, traded Christian McCaffrey to the San Francisco 49ers. So that's a big trade. It was talked all over today on the NFL radio spot, Channel 88. That's a big trade. I hope Christian McCaffrey can stay healthy. That's the good thing. We're working on games. I'll just mention them, and then you pick them. You want to do it? Okay, you're the Kokomo Tribune, and your name again?
Saluk.
Mark Saluk's going to pick these games. Thanks, Mark, because this is the whole game right here, though. What's up about last night? Did you watch New Orleans and Arizona? I think New Orleans won, correct? Arizona, yes?
Touchdown, maybe. I think 34-27, something like that.
You get Amazon?
I do not, no.
I can't believe they're spending all that money for the NFL and people aren't going to watch it.
Right, exactly. The Thursday Night Football is not doing well on that, yeah.
It's big dollars. All right, but anyway, Sunday there's 7 1 o'clock games. What do you think about Atlanta and Cincinnati?
I think Cincinnati, you know, Joe Burrow.
That's a good choice. How about Cleveland at Baltimore?
You want to go Baltimore on that?
They played good last week. They got a running back and a quarterback from the Stroud.
Yeah, that's exactly right on that. Yeah, I like Baltimore in that game.
Detroit Lions are at Dallas.
It's a tough one. I think Detroit's bound to win one here, but Dallas is going to take that game.
Dak Prescott is going to be back.
That's what I think, too. And, you know, when he's back, Dallas is, I don't know.
Cooper Rush has done very well.
Right, yep, exactly. He's doing very well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, next thing, Green Bay Packers at Washington.
I'm going to go Green Bay on the road on that one.
They could win in London against the Giants.
They're just not. They're not doing what you think they would do, typical Green Bay team this year, but I still think they're going to beat Washington.
That quarterback had a high ankle sprain play.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to talk me out of that. I'm going to go with Green Bay, though, yeah, because Washington, I don't want to bet on them.
I'm going to go with that. Here you go, Indianapolis at Tennessee.
The Colts are so hard to pick this year, but, let's go Indy, why not? Yeah, let's just say, I'm going to call that a minor, that's going to be an upset on the road. Cool.
They'll throw 58 passes again. But how about New York Giants at Jacksonville?
That is a toss-up. Mr. Blake, what do you say on that? Yeah, I would go Giants, but it wouldn't surprise me if Jacksonville upsets and pulls this one off. That would be an upset, so yeah.
Tampa Bay against Carolina. Carolina's just traded McCaffrey.
And Tampa Bay's going to roll. They're going to have a comeback win after that stuff that happened with them last week. Like you said, McCaffrey on Carolina is not in good shape to win many more games this year.
Right, second games in the afternoon, 2:05 games, Houston at Las Vegas.
Flip a coin on that one. Vegas, since they're the home team. Yeah, that's what I'll say on that.
New York Jets are at Denver.
Yeah, I think Jets, Denver, I just don't. They're not very exciting to me this year, yep.
4:25, Kansas City is at San Francisco. They're going to see Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey going to be suiting up for that one. That is a wow. I'm going to go Kansas City and a nail-biter on that one. That's going to be a really close game. Could go either way. I'll just go Kansas City because I don't want to bet against Mahomes.
Christian McCaffrey's not wearing 22. He's going to change to 23.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Nope. Accident prone, but it's safe prone to accidents.
Will be interesting, yeah. That'll be an interesting game. Game of the week, I think, right there, probably.
Seattle and Los Angeles Chargers.
There's Chargers all the way, no doubt about it. They'll roll Seattle.
8:20, Sunday Night Football. Pittsburgh is at Miami.
I'm going to go Miami. Tua's going to be back, I believe. Is Tua back?
Yeah, he's going to be.
I think I'm going to go with Miami on that.
False touch on the kickoff there. He's going to bring it out beyond the 5. He's going to get out to the 10-yard line. He's loose. Eli Carter out across the 20-yard line.
Eli Carter. Last pick, Monday Night Football, Chicago at New England.
Oh, man. I just could not make the Bears fans upset. I'll go to Chicago, but we'll go either way on that.
Thank you for doing that. We're going to plug back in. We try to make that fun. It's usually the guests that makes it so fun. So, Kokomo Trivia. Very fun right there. I even asked the gentleman to help, and he came over when he saw how much fun it was. So they're going to hand off, go right side. He's going to get it out to the 24-yard line. A good carry right there. Eli Carter takes it out to the 24-yard line. It'll be a gain of 3 and second down 7. Just begun the second half. Tipton Blue Devils took the opening kick of the second half. They're going towards the scoreboard. Working right here at 11:15 on the game clock. Trips to the right. That's the short side of field. See him in the back end of that card. He's going to take the snap. Direct snap, blocking out in front of him. Hoover. Carter's loose. He's out to the 40-yard line. He needed 7. He got about 17. So they'll spot it right there in the middle of the field. They'll roll the clock now. 10:56 left in the third. Blue Devils come out with sparks to flying. And what they got in the halftime locker room, you know a lot of things can happen in there. You got coaches that don't forget nothing. They watched the whole first half. They made adjustments in the locker room. And here they are for the second half. These young men, both sides of the ball. Shotgun formation. Slot right, split left, drop the throw. Fitz Hoover, he's looking. He's going to let one go down the middle. He's looking for Spidell. Double coverage, it's skipped away. Looking about a 40-yard pass play. It fell incomplete. Down the middle of the field, found the seam. Deep safety knocked the ball away for Easter. 10:21 on the game clock. Clock stops. They'll bring up second down, 10. Dustin's here trying to stretch the defense on first down right there. See if that happens. He's running a running play right now. Let's see if it opens it up. Trips to the left. Tight end right. Levi Burke. Shotgun formation. Going to hand off. Sutter gripping the ball carrier. They get it out to the 44-yard line. He'll pick up 4. Could be third down and 6. Third and 6. Blue Devils going to huddle. Going to work it right there. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line. Pretty close to the middle of the field. Working on defense. 3-man front. 3-down linemen for Easter. Senior Tyler Wright. Junior Mason. Mason Kaiser. Brittany Cox, sophomore. Right side in. Dropping the throw. Vince Hoover. He lets one go down the middle again. Jumping for the pass. Trying to high point it. Ball tipped. Double coverage again with Eli Carter, the intended receiver. He gets help off the surface. He's going to get a 4th down 6, and the Blue Devils are going to drop back with Levi Burkett. They spot the ball back at the 44-yard line. Gunners, Tipton, left side is Goodrich. It's Eli Carter. Across the way. Shotgun snap. Should say deep snap. 12 yards deep. Pop it. To go right side. It's going to end up out of bounds. They'll get inside the 30-yard line. Pretty good slip of the field from Levi Burkett. It wasn't his best punt. Might have got it a little bit off the ankle. They went right side. Bounced once in the field of play and went out of bounds. Easton Thomas going to take over. Would be their first possession of the second half. Eli Edwards in the huddle. Play clock starts 25 seconds and down. 9:28 on the game clock. He'll start on the snap after the change of possession. 1st and 10. Thomas, slot right. slot left from the right half. The faster comes near motion. They'll fake it to Eagle. They keep the ball himself, Eli Edwards. He works it just out of bounds. He's got loose. Looks like he might have been hemmed in by the Blue Devils. He gets out of bounds. He gets out of bounds early. They're going to give him a gain. He's actually going to earn a gain of a couple. And they're going to call it second down 9 for the next play. Edwards to the huddle to call the play. He got out of bounds. Clock stopped at 9:21. 16 seconds on the play clock there at the line of scrimmage. Trips to the right. Spread out left. Single in the backfield. Jaden Eagle taking the snap. Eli Edwards. He'll hand off to Eagle. He'll go left side. A-gap. He'll be stopped immediately by the Blue Devils. Clayton Henderson in there on the stop. Working there on the football field. And no gain. It's going to be third down 9. Blue Devils come out second half with some vengeance. They give a touchdown away there as they're going in. Late in the first half, thought they were going in for a score to either tie the ball game or go up one. And a misfortune takes place. It's 20-7. Dropping the throw. We'll step up in the pocket. He's going to let one go. Short pass. But going to be first down catch. A good play. That was 87. Clayton Kelly. Clayton Kelly knew his quarterback was in trouble. He broke his route off. He came back to the quarterback. Eli Edwards found him for first down yardage. 8:34 on the game clock. Play went out of bounds. First and 10 from the 38-yard line of Eastern. Trips to the right. Split out wide left. Shotgun quarterback is Eli Edwards, junior class member. 6'4", 220. He'll hand off to the single man in the backfield. He'll be snuffed in right there. Might be a loss of a yard. Handoff goes to Jaden Eagle. Jaden Eagle knows as well as Eli Carter. If you don't have blocking in front of you, you don't go many places. It's an 11-man game. So they'll line up again. Slot right, slot left. Just inside the left hash. 36-yard line. Second down, 12. Shotgun. Quarterback is Eli Edwards. In the backfield with him is Jaden Edwards. 31. Going to drop the throw. Pass play left side caught. Going to get 8 on the reception. Again, 87. Clayton Kelly. Clayton Kelly paying dividends in this game for Eastern. Third down, they need a couple. Ball's the 46. They'll hand off to Eagle. They go right side and pick up necessary yardage. He needed 2. He got 3. So they'll stop the ball and respot it right there at the 50-yard line. They'll move the clock. First and 10 at midfield. Ball is nosed up right to the 50-yard line. Shotgun snap. They'll pitch it left. Excuse me, right. They'll pick it right to Eagle. He's going to be dragged down by Eli Carter. Helmet comes off. Helmet comes off as Eagle. It's a high tackle. When his helmet comes off, he's got to stay out of play. So he's on the sideline now. Eagle, substitution in there in the backfield. Running back for Eastern. Eagle can come back next play. Slot right, slot left. Eli Edwards taking some clock. He's going to look right, throw left. He's going to just zig and zag. He's going to be stuffed in. He's going to pick up about 7. And a good play right there on the reception. Number 40, Gabe Moniz makes the reception. Eagle, Jaden Eagle jogging back into the huddle. A good catch there, I should say. That was caught by number 4, Braylon Word. Braylon Word also a sophomore, 6'1", 160. Eastern, a good ball team. They got some guys coming back a year from now. Third down, 3. Shotgun. Big play for the Blue Devils. Pitch goes right. They're trying to pin him in. Face arm. I should say a stiff arm right there. He's not going to get first down coverage or yardage. Better Griffin was looking for the tackle. Jay the Eagle put an arm guard on him. It was quick. It was no face mask, no grazing of the face mask. The teammate showed up for Sutter Griffin and stopped Eagle for a 4-yard loss. Fourth down, 7. Going to stand at the 41 to punt this ball. A step up punt from the 44. It's going to go left side. Not going to be returned. It's going to go out of bounds. It might have landed on the boundary line. So the referee, the line judge, runs down the line. And that's well done. He runs down the line. A lot of people think, hey, he's fine. And they're like, no, that's not it. But then he walks up the line. He walks up the line, tells the umpire. The guy with the white hat tells him to stop as they line up the coordinates. And that's how they tell where it went out of bounds. Kind of like using a protractor, maybe. 5:17 on the game clock. 20-yard line. Almost like a touchback. Blue Devils have 80 yards in front of them. 20-7. Eastern Comets in front. We're in the third quarter. 5:17. Clock to start on the snap. Shotgun Hoover. They're going to take a direct snap to Eli Carter. To go up the gut, he'll pick up good yardage. He may pick up a first. He might be half a yard shy. We'll see what the right foot sell the left foot from each line judge. And he picks up necessary yardage. Just does. Nose it up to the 30. First and 10, Blue Devils. Eastern Comets wearing the all green. They've got the gold helmets. Kind of like the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They look about similar. Blue Devils wearing the all white with the blue helmets. Going to line up. Split left, split right. Seeing them in the backfield. They got a tight fullback there. That was Hussey. They hand off. Right side blocking out front. To get across the 30, just across the 35, I should say. And a pretty good run right there. They're going to pick up about 6. It's going to be second down and a long 4. So Eli Carter earning his keep right here for the Blue Devils. Clock moving. 4:15, third quarter. Blue Devils need a touchdown here to pull to within 1 score. That will make this game quite interesting. Shotgun formation. Wing left. It's going to be a direct snap to Eli Carter. He'll drive across the 40. And they're looking to spot him at the 40. It's going to be a first down. First down once again. They'll move to 6. Blue Devils methodically moving this ball down the field. Got to keep an eye on that scoreboard clock. Clock moving, 3:40 left, third quarter. The lineup split in left side. That's Goodrich. Split in right side. That's Mahaney. They're going to wing right. Going to drop the throw. Going to roll right. Then Hoover going to let one go. It's going to be underthrown. Nearly intercepted. It was double coverage. They go for Mahaney. Could have been another interception, but slipped through the fingers of the defensive back. So they go for it again on first down. They come back for the second down. Second down 10. They'll work on the 6 right here. So incomplete pass. Ball spotted again at the 40 of Tiffin. Near the middle of the field. Kind of favoring the side of the field closest to the Blue Devil crowd, and they do have a crowd. Shotgun. He'll take the hit off. Ben Hoover keeps the ball. He got a first down and moved the legs. He's a strong young man, and they'll mark him at the Eastern Comet 45-yard line. So he'll jog over to the sideline. He'll get the next play. Doesn't jog too far. Doesn't jog too close. He's back in the huddle now. 3:08 clock moving. First and 10, Tipton at the Eastern Comet 45-yard line. 3 minutes straight up, clock moving. Split left. Left side is Mahaney. Right side is Goodrich. Dropping the throw. He's looking. Goodrich is waving. Let it go again. Goodrich is nearby. Goodrich did make the catch. A bit of a back shoulder. He had single coverage right there. Goodrich went up and brought the ball down. Goodrich might have been the only person of the two there that actually saw the football. Back to the ball. It's a difficult way to play. And they found out with the pass interference in the first half. Double coverage. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter might be a direct snap. Split left behind. You're going to hand it. Going to snap it directly to Carter. He's going to work it left side to try to break contain. He's going to get inside the 10. Still in bounds. They're going to mark him out of bounds inside the 10 near the 8-yard line. Eli Carter pushed out of bounds, and all he does is get up, jump back, and jog back to the huddle. So they get a 1st and 10. Actually, it's 1st and goal for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils trying to pull to within 1 score. Clock stopped at 2:20. Clock went out of Eli went out of bounds. We're gonna line up in a split right. Mahane split left. It's Goodrich. Direct snap to Eli Carter. He'll dive it forward. He'll dive across the goal line. Touchdown. 8-yard run. Eli Carter knew where the goal line was. He jumps from about the 3 across the goal line before he went down. 20-13. Blue Devils send out Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg will step in there and spot the block where he wants it. The hole there. Let's take a 4-yard approach. Here comes the untying down. There's a spot. There's a kick right through the uprights. Blue Devils pull to within 6. Spoke about that in the first half. Eastern Thomas have left the door open on that missed extra point. 6-point game. Blue Devils need a score and a conversion from the 1-point kick. They got to play defense. We'll mention keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. And we'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. I misspoke. High school boys varsity football game. This is an old ad read. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall in audiosportsonline.net. If you like broadcasting or think you might, check it out. audiosportsonline.net. You can learn quite a bit about broadcasting, and Robbie Kendall can get you the internet space that you need. And we'll mention providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. That's Robbie Kendall, quite a gentleman. And you might hear him on FM 93.1 from 9 to noon weekdays. Here comes the post. There's the kick. It's going to bounce. It's going to get in the end zone. It's going to be another touchback for Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg puts it in the end zone. He got 3 last week. He had some good wind behind him last week. Not as much tonight. Dakota Ferg, just a junior, primarily a soccer player for the Blue Devils. He steps over on the other field and kicks for Coach Toll. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll miss it. 2:15 left. Clock stops. Change of possession. Eastern Thomas on offense. Ball spotted at the 20-yard line of Eastern. 80 yards in front of them now. Slot right, slot left. Dropping the throw out of shotgun. Pass play right side. Going to be caught. Caught out there. Number 2, Ian Hewitt. He avoids a would-be tackler. He tried to take him out of bounds and steps in, gets some more yardage. Hewitt caught that long pass, set them up for the score in the first quarter. Hewitt, pretty good ball player. Hewitt came up with I believe it was him, on the pick 6 late in the second quarter. Going to line up in a shotgun once again. Eli Edwards, slot left, slot right. Eagle in the backfield. Going to hand off to Eagle. Going to keep the ball. Fake the handoff. Works it right side. Coming in to make the tackle. Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin, and on the tackle right there prior to him was Henderson. That's Clayton Henderson. They came up to bring the quarterback down. 1:50 clock moving. Third quarter, 20-14. Eastern Comets in front. They're on offense. Second down, 9. They got trips to the left side. Singleman in the backfield. Trips in a split wide right. High snap taken by Eli Edwards. He had to take it himself. He got what he could. Went forward. Might have picked up 2. It's going to be third down. A big third down play for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils trying to get 3 and out on them. Blue Devils trying to make them punt. Third down, 7. Clock moving, 1:07. Third quarter. Eastern Thomas to the line of scrimmage. And line up in a double slot. Slot left, slot right. Eagle in the backfield. Puts the mouthpiece in. Eli Edwards calls a snap. He's going to roll left. Looking to throw. He's going to let one go. He's going to throw it. He's caught. Caught in Tipton territory. Again, it's the sophomore, number 4. That's Braylon Word. Braylon Word makes a pretty good catch right there to move the chains. And pretty good poise in rolling left to right-handed quarterback. Good throw on target. That's Eli Edwards, junior class member. 45.7 left. They move the ball into Tipton territory on a 3rd and 7. They convert. Ball's at the 40, excuse me, the 39 of Tipton. The left hash. Slot left, slot right. They go near motion. Going to hand off up the gap. That's Eagle. Eagle going to be met right there. Eagle hits the hole standing straight up. Blue Devils stopping right there in his tracks. You hit the hole standing straight up. You are vulnerable to a very big hit. So the clock moving. It's 28 seconds moving down. Clock is does not need a snap here. The clock is just a little bit over the top. I should say underneath. The play clock is less than a second. I think Coach Josh Edwards realizes that. He's still talking to his son on the sideline. Clock is going to empty out. We're going to go to the fourth quarter here momentarily. Play clock is 3. Game clock was at 2.7. So the whistle sounds. Third quarter is complete after 3 quarters of play. Eastern Comets 20. Tipton Blue Devils 14. Blue Devils score a touchdown in the quarter. Comets are held scoreless in the third quarter. We'll mention a little bit about local football. Local football, we'll talk about the national, excuse me, the rankings right here in the state of Indiana. At number 1, Hamilton Southeastern Royals. They're 9-0. Number 2 is Brownsburg Bulldogs. They're 8-1. Number 3, Cathedral Irish. They're 7-1. Number 4, Central Grove Trojans. They're 7-2. Number 5, New Palestine Dragons. They are a 4A school. They're 9-0. Number 6, Ron Colley Royals. They're 8-1. They're also 4A. These other teams are 6A. Number 7 is Westville Shamrock. They're 6-3. Number 8, Fisher's Tigers. 6-3. Number 9, Ben Davis Giants. Coached by Mr. Simmons. That's Jason Simmons. 6-3. Number 10, Carmel Greyhounds. 6-3 at the top 10. So we're last updated this week on the 18th. So they line up, spot the ball back at the 38-yard line. Whistle sounds, the play clock starts. 12 minutes left, regulation. Shotgun formation. They got a bunch of technique on the receiver. They're going to roll right. Passing right there. Eli Carter, he's going to dump it off. He's going to find Word across the field there, just run a drag route. They roll right, and Word picks up 5 yards on the reception. He goes out of bounds. So we're going to send the play in this time with 87, Clayton Kelly. Kelly's going to sell it to Eli Edwards. Edwards going to relay it to the team. They tell it one time. They break huddle in unison. 11:52, clock stop for the out-of-bounds run after the catch by Word. They're going to line up split left, slot right, short side of field. They're going to pitch it right and it runs the reverse. Inside play right there. They'd rather reverse. They don't get a whole lot, but it was a misdirection that could have gone for days. The Blue Devils sniff it out, making a stop right there for the Blue Devils. 54, Grayson Withrow, I do believe. But anyway, if it wasn't him, it could have been. It might be in the future. So the ball spotted at the 31-yard line. Clock moving, 11:20 left. Eastern Comets driving. They're at the Kitten, 31. It's 4th and 2. Looks like 4th and 3 according to the stick. Going to drop the throw, looking to pass. Pass play, caught. Set down route. And they get a first down right there. Credit the Tech. Blake Robinson was number 21, 5'9", 150. Another member of the junior class. Spotted right there at the 25-yard line, left hash. A methodical streak up the field right here. Eastern Thomas trying to answer to the Blue Devils' touchdown. 10:40, clock moving. Play clock's at 8. At the line of scrimmage, Eastern Thomas. Shotgun, going to run the option right side. They'll flip it. Right side, Eagle. Jaden Eagle getting a little bit loose. Going to pick up about 6. He stays in bounds. They roll the clock. 10:25. Good carry. The call at 6. It's going to be 2nd down 4 for the Eastern Comets. Ball's going to be nosed up to the 20-yard line. Eastern Comets have met the red zone once again. Don't want to get a penalty. Don't want to get a turnover inside the red zone. And don't want a quarterback sack. Shotgun formation. There goes motion away. Eagle will take it to him. They'll go cross butt. Word on the ball carry. It goes from the right tailback position, right side of Edwards. And he'll get a good gain. He'll pick up a first down. Gets out to the 13-yard line. 13-yard line, Eastern Thomas, 1st and 10. They can net one more first down. They call it X 12. That's 2, they can net a first down. We'll see what happens. Clock moving, 9:26. 13 on the play clock. They break huddle. To the line of scrimmage, they'll line up in a slot left. Split right. They're thinking about putting Eagle in the slot. They're going to bring him back left side. He'll line up as a wing left side. He'll fake the handoff, keeping the ball as Eli Edwards. He'll work it right side. He'll be caught before he can turn the corner. He went 6 holes, trying to veer it out 8 hole, and got snuffed right there by the Blue Devil, left side of their defensive line in the linebacker. So it's going to be a loss on the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 13 as the ball spotted back at the 15-yard line at the right hash. 15 seconds on the play clock. 8:36 clock moving. 4th quarter. 6-point ball game. Blue Devils need to put up a stand right here to stay in this game. He's looking to throw. Look at the left corner. Looking for the receiver. It's out of play. And he's right there. We'll hope he's okay. He's going to hit the padding. Padding right there of the play clock. He hit the padding. So, good thing, good idea to put padding on the play clock legs right there. A throw took him out of the back of the end zone. He dove for it, laid out for it. And for just a moment there, he was checking himself out as he lay on the surface, face down. Seems to be okay off the field. They're going to face a 3rd down 13. They need the 2-yard line for a first down. They're 15 yards away from the goal line. Eastern Thomas. 3rd down play. Big play for the Blue Devils. Probably 4 down territory. We'll see. They might get. Not sure. I haven't studied up enough to know. Going to roll left. Pass play. Going to go corner end zone. And goes caught. Defense. They're going to throw a flag. It looked like good defense. by Eli Carter. Might have been a pinch early, I guess. They're going to talk. They're going to talk it over right there. Umpire, they're going to say pass interference against Tipton. It's going to give them a first down, and they're going to go half the distance to the goal line. They'll take it at the 7.5-yard line, first and 10, Eastern Comets. So 8:15 left, Comets throw to the end zone. That's a chance you take. You hope that that 10 happens from the plus side of who threw it. And it does usually. The NFL talking about slimming down those long pass interference calls, trying to figure out a way to, so they're not such a big play. Timeout on the field to be called by the Eastern Comets. 3rd and 6. So evidently not an automatic first down, half the distance. That's true. They got to get to the 2-yard line. When we come back, it'll be 3rd and 6. We'll talk about a little bit more about passing leaders. We'll talk about in the state of Indiana, the top 5 lists a year. At number 1, it's Cooper Simmons Little. Cooper Simmons Little, he took the 1 spot, took away from Jackson Willis from a week ago. And we'll miss, he's number 1, he wears number 2. And we'll let you know Jackson Little threw 9 games this season. He's completed 159 passes. He's targeted his receivers 286 times, 2,390 yards. 56% completion ratio, 15-yard average per catch, 28 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions, and 286 passes thrown, 265 yards per game average. He's 6'1", 175, Traders Point Christian High School, Whitetail, Indiana. It's not near Lebanon. It's in Whitetail. That's Traders Point High School. He plays basketball and football. 8:15 left. There's the whistle. Play clock begins. Ball's at the left hash, 7-yard line. Shotgun formation, Eagle in the backfield. Dropping the throw is Edwards. He's going to throw right side. Pass is caught. Defense is good. That's Eli Carter catching him laterally right after the catch. It's going to be a gain, not much. It's going to be 4th down. They're probably going to send out their offense. They're going to run a quarterback sneak, we think. Trying to hurry this along. Tipton might have called the timeout. They did. Tipton want to call a timeout. Set up a defense here. They were going to run a quick play. They were not going to huddle. They were going to run a bunch of technique. And I think they're going to go Eli Edwards under center. But Tipton called timeout. Stops everything. A couple of minutes here. They're going to talk about it. We'll also let you know. Passing leaders, IHSAA. After 9 games, number 2 is Jackson Willis. Indianapolis Lutheran quarterback, Lutheran, number 1 in the state, Class 2A. Remember, last year they won it all. Jackson Willis, 2,330 yards. And we'll mention number 3, Braxton Berner. Braxton Berner, McConaughey Braves. He's doing battle right now with the Hamilton High Tuskies up at McConaughey, 2,251 yards passing. That's in 9 games. Number 4 is Christian Kramer, North Putnam. Kristen Kramer, 2,093 yards. And at number 5, Thomas Gotkowski from Ben Davis High School, 2,092 yards, just a yard less than number 4, Christian Kramer. They're going to line it up. They're going to try a field goal. They're going to spot it about the 17. It'll be a 27-yarder from the right hash. 4th and 3. Let's see if they have a fake or are they going to really boot it through. It's going to be Ethan Hasty. Almost got the block. Far right. Wide right. Could not go. The elevation, the look of the kick looked good. He just missed it wide right. Blue Devils, a lot of enthusiasm over there. So 7:56 left here in the 4th quarter. Blue Devils down by 6. They'll have the ball at the 20-yard line because the field goal kick opportunity got into the end zone or beyond at the touchback after the field goal attempt. 20-14. Vince Hoover calls the play in the huddle. Play clock starts at 25. Change of possession, clock stationary, waiting on the snap at 7:56. Trips to the right, split out wide left. Single man in the backfield. Santu recalls the shotgun snap. You know, he and off. In the backfield, Eli Carter avoids a would-be tackler. He's going to get positive yardage. He'll get out to the 25. Eli Carter, a lot of work right there, netted him 5 yards when he should have been stopped behind the line of scrimmage. 7:36 clock moving. Working right there. Ball moves up to the 25-yard line. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter in the backfield. And Tuber looks like he's going to take the snap. Trips to the right, short side of the field. Spit out wide left. It's Goodrich. He'll hand off again. Eli Carter. He'll dive it forward out near the 29-yard line. Maybe the 28.5. He's about a yard and a half short. Big third down play on the way for the Blue Devils. Spot the ball inside the right hash, about 10 yards. 28-yard line. They're calling it 3rd and 2. Blue Devils break huddle. Play clock at 16. Game clock moving at 6:43. Shotgun formation looks like Eli Carter's going to take the direct snap. There's going to be a timeout. Tipton's going to call another timeout. They call their second here in the second half. They've got one left in the ball game. We'll talk a little bit about the rushing leaders in the state of Indiana. Top five are like this. We'll talk about number one. That's Robert Lamar. He wears number 23 on his jersey. He's 5'10". He goes to Clarksville High School, Clarksville, Indiana. In 9 ball games, he has 9-plus 100-yard rushing games. 2,407 yards thus far in 266 carries. 73 is his long. He has 26 touchdowns on the ground, 9-yard average per carry. Per ball game, he's averaging 267.4 yards each game. He plays basketball and football. He's a 4-year player overall. In his career, 4 years, 6,158 yards and 64 touchdowns rushing. That's 4 years for Robert Lamar out of Clarksville High School, Clarksville, Indiana. 3rd down 2, shotgun. Carter in the backfield is going to take the quarterback. He's going to take the snap. Direct, he will. He'll go left side. He's trying to get it across. He's working it, and he'll move the ball across the sticks. He needed 2. He's got about 4. Direct snap, the wildcat, they call it. You can pretty much tell who's going to take the snap. There in the backfield, Dick Tuber tends to put his hands on his knees. And Eli Carter, hands off the knees. It's just the opposite if Vince Hoover's taking a step. So Vince Hoover going to line up. He has in front of the Z. But Eli Carter going to take the snap again. Direct snap. He'll dive it across the 35, close to the 40-yard line. Going to work it down the field right here. Eli Carter going to inch his way down the field. Look out. He's going to break one. He's probably going to break one pretty soon. They go back to the huddle. They'll huddle about 12 yards deep this time. 2nd down 4. Carter picks up 6 on the 1st down play. Going to line up Goodrich wide right. Going to line up wide left is Isaiah Mahaney. Isaiah Mahaney is the brother of Javen Lyons. Handoff. Going to keep himself. Hoover, the ball carrier, going to get across the sticks. They'll move the chains. He faked it that time to Eli Carter. Eli Carter draws a crowd, you can just about imagine. And they're going to get another 1st down. They roll the clock, 5:20 left. Out just beyond the 42-yard line, about the 42.5. Still in Tipton territory. Clock moving, 5:08. Play clock, good shape at 12. Quarterback snap to be taken by shotgun quarterback Vince Hoover. They'll go right to left. They'll hand off to Eli Carter. He'll be stopped for a short gain. They went from the right half back across the way there. Went about one hole. A gap left side of the center. And they move it out to the 44-yard line. They'll pick up a little over 1 yard. Eli Carter going to jog off the field. It'll take a little bit of a breather. get a medium five over there on the sideline by center Griffin. Take a quarterback shotgun snap here. Dick Hoover to his left, just behind him. Hoover is Eli Carter. He'll get the handoff. He'll go up the gut. He's loose. He's got a first down. He picks up a good gainer. He'll take it to the Eastern Comet 43-yard line. That was a burst of speed. Eli Carter. Eli Carter gets behind his defense with the football. They won't catch him. Ball spotted at the 43. Trips to the right. Tight end left to Levi Burkett. Single man in the backfield. It's Carter. Shotgun quarterback. Vince Hoover. He'll hand off. Carter, he'll go left side. Three hole. He get another good game. He'll pick up seven. Maybe eight on the carry. They're gonna call it seven. Ball spotted just outside the 35-yard line. They'll call it the 36 as they put the ball down. Left hash. Eastern Comet territory. Blue Devils looking for six and then looking for that ever so possible Dakota Ferg extra point. Shotgun and handoff. Eli Carter, he'll dive it forward. He'll go three hole. He draws a crowd. They'll stop him. And he may have first down yardage. If they do not say yes, then they're probably going to mail him to back it up just a little bit on the spot. Say what, you get a left foot spot or a right foot spot according to which line judge comes in to spot the ball. It makes a difference. 3:01 left. Clock moving. Shotgun. We're going to fake it to Eli. Vince Hoover takes it forward. He'll get it just close to the 25. He picks up first down yardage in about his fourth step across from getting the football for the shotgun. And they'll spot at the 26 left hash. Late in the ball game, this is where you find out where the endurance is, where the guys have worked hard in protecting their body and building their body for a game like this. So they move it left side on the carry. Eli Carter. And they're going to spot it just inside the 20-yard line. The Blue Devils have reach the red zone. No penalties, no sacks, and no turnovers. Line up left side. Eli Carter in the backfield with Vince Hoover. He'll fake the hit off to Eli. Vince Hoover going to take the ball. He's going on in. Vince Hoover is walking in. The fake was good. Right there at the line of scrimmage. Vince Hoover might have been fingernail touch, but he jogged on in, and Eastern Thomas to wonder who had that assignment. So the Blue Devils tie the ball game. 20-20. 2:03 left. Dakota Ferg, he's done a lot of practicing right there at practices. I've witnessed him practicing. It's going to be an offside. Yep, it's going to be an encroachment on Eastern. That's not going to mean a whole lot, but they should probably leave the block at the 10. Give a little more space, but they're going to move the block up. They did this last time. They did put it at the 1.5 after the Eastern penalty in the first half, and here we go. 20 seconds left, play clock. Asking for the snap, you put it down. There's the boot, and Dakota Ferg gets it through. A flag comes in from the umpire. Without question, they're probably going to be a defensive penalty. Without question, Eastern probably going to run into the kicker. That's the call. Eastern ran into the kicker. They were after him. I'm sure it was inadvertent. There was nothing malicious. They were just trying to block the kick. But they get caught for running into the kicker. So Dakota Ferg is not going to have to kick off from the 40. Dakota Ferg should absolutely reach the end zone airborne in this next kickoff. It's going to be a touchback. 2:03 left. That's a lot of time in a high school game. I believe Eastern Comets have two timeouts to my recollection. And they got a quarterback that can absolutely sling the ball. And tonight in the ball game, Ian Hewitt is a pretty hot go-to receiver in the ball game. So this game is not over by any stretch of the imagination. 2:03 left. Taking them, working on each sideline. And the rushing department will go ahead and mention State of Indiana. As we mentioned, number one is Robert Lamar. Quite good stats in 4 years. Number two is Luke Hansen, Indianapolis Ron Collin. 2,407 yards. That's rushing in 9 games. Number three is Liam Farmer, Cascade High School, Clayton, Indiana. He gets the run on turf, 1,857 yards. Number four is John K. Lambert, Fort Wayne Northside. There are 10 Fort Wayne teams, if you did not know. 1,822 yards. And number five, Kyle Turinchik, Oak Hill High School, Converse, Indiana. 1,710 yards. He leads the state in scoring with 216 points. Here comes the kick. High elevation, good kick by Dakota. It's going to bounce, going to stay in the field of play. Going to be picked up at the five. He's going to be hemmed in at the four. Dakota Berg with his best kickoff in 2 years. Wow, that ball took a reverse type of bounce when about everybody in the whole place thought it was just going to bounce on in when it hit at the five. Dakota Berg, junior class member. Dakota Berg, I'll mention, 5'11", 160. Got a gentleman down in the end zone there, Eastern Thomas. They're going to run out and check on him. It might be cramping. Weather was good today. Cramping could be the culprit. We'll hope it's nothing more than that. You want to play each team with their full strength every time. Makes it a special game for the IHSAA. We'll also talk a little bit about the receiving leaders in the IHSAA. You're going to get up off the surface right there. They get a good hand clap. Receiving, number one in the state. Number 24 is on his jersey. It's Brad Schultz, 5'10", 165. He's from Triton Central High School, Fairland, Indiana. 1,227 yards. 20.5 yards per reception. 60 completions. 14 touchdowns. 163 yards. 163.3. yards per game for his team's offense. They run quads left side. Five blocking passes in the end zone. Eli Edwards throws it out of there. It's incomplete. First pass I've seen Edwards throw behind his receiver. They'll respot it at the 4-yard line. Ball spotted at the right hash. It's actually about the 3.5. Eli Edwards taking a shotgun snap from the end zone. He threw that one from about halfway back in the end zone, about 5 yards deep. Going to line up again, single man in the backfield, probably a blocking back. Trip to the right, spin out wide left. Shotgun snap, he'll drop 2 steps. He'll throw, he'll complete it. Set down route, caught at the 7. Pick up a positive gain. And right there was a senior receiver. That was Gabe Moniz. He was number 40. He's 5'8", 150. Shotgun situation again. Third down, 5, dropping the throw from the goal line. The throw at left side caught. 6'4" target, first down. Another good catch by Creighton Kelly. Junior class member, 6'4", 215. He looked a lot like Christian McCaffrey's dad as a tight end, catching passes. Shotgun snap in the pocket. Good throw across the middle. Low pass, couldn't bring it in. A little bit of a low pass. Trying to work it right there was number 4, Braylon Word. Braylon Word, sophomore sensation at the wide receiver position. It's about the ball back at the 15-yard line. Second down, 10. Game clock at 1:14, stopped after the incompletion. Eastern Thomas looking to just get into field goal range. Try another field goal if they can. Trip to the right, slot left. empty backfield. Taking a snap, quarterback, shotgun. Eli Edwards, you can let one go down the middle. It's going to be caught. Caught right there by Eagle. Eagle is going to take a pretty good hit there, trying to get extra yardage. Eagle was wanting a flag during the tackle, and it didn't come in. So first down, they moved the ball out to the 39 with the reception by Jaden Eagle. To pass it right side, quick pass again. Junior athlete Creighton Kelly, number 87, and Josh Edwards. Josh Edwards might be calling his first game, first timeout, might be his first or his second. Not quite sure. We're going to talk to his team out there. Josh Edwards, a 24-year varsity football coach. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's a good coach. And we'll talk about the rushing leaders once again. As mentioned, Luke Hansen at number 2. Number 3, Liam Farmer. We mentioned that from Cascade. Number 4, Dante Lambert. I tell you what, we were talking about receivers. We'll talk about number 2 receiver in the state of Indiana, Mylon Graham, New Haven High School, with 1,149 yards. Number 3, Cooper Horn, Columbus North High School, 1,119 yards. Number 4, Carol Caldwell, Calumet, New Tech High School, 1,001 yards and 943 yards. Number 5, that's Will Frimian, Devon Catholic High School. He's got a brother that won a state title with Coach Pete Smith in basketball. Shotgun formation. Trips left. Short side. In the past, we're going to be blocking out front. Quick hitter, didn't quite get to the 50. Pushed out to 49. Catch is caught right there. Dave Moniz. So they're going to mark a first down. They're not going to measure. It's close. Close enough to go ahead and mention it, evidently. So 49.6 left. And spotted back at the 49. Shotgun formation. Eagle in the backfield. Slot right, large side of field. Slot left, short side. Clock stopped at 49.6. Play clock at 20. A lot of time left. He'll take the snap. Eli Edwards to step 2 steps back. He'll look left. He's going to let one go. Picked off. Picked off by Levi Burkett. Right outside linebacker, Levi Burkett. Picks it off. Levi Burkett, pretty much a little bit of a small spike there. No flag come in from the umpire. And Mr. Vince Hoover came right over, picked that ball up in a hurry. Got it back to the right referee. That's good thinking by Hoover, because that could have been bad. Not too bad, though. Blue Devils got the ball back. It's at 50, at the 50-yard line, nosed up. Blue Devils have the football. They have the lead, 21-20. A lot of folks in front of me evacuating the stands. Don't know why. A lot of things can happen. Timeout Tipton, they'll exhaust their final timeout in the ballgame. Tipton crowd giving them a good hand clap and a roar as they come off the field to talk this over during a timeout. And again, we'll mention PutneyInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Knights captured their 8th state title in baseball. That ties in with 2 others. Those 2 others are Andrea and LaPorte. Coach Bourdain, 2022 Class 1A state title. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are right here, right now. Fourth quarter, 41.9 left here at Eastern in sectional round number 1. Tipton has the football. And basketball in the winter coming up just around the corner. Tipton Blue Devil basketball. I do about 4 games for Central Catholic Knights and 10 ball games for Putney in Sports for Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. There's the whistle. Play clock begins. They're going to line up tight. They're going to be in a Tony Dungy victory formation. They'll take a kneel down from under center, Vince Hoover. They put the clock up to 40. It's going to be The play clock is underneath the game, the play clock. I should say the game clock is underneath the play clock. They will not have to snap the ball again. Levi Burkett shakes hands with an official, comes over, shakes hands with one of his buddies for the Eastern Conference. It's number 3, Ryder DeYoung. Ryder DeYoung, a junior, 6'1", 150. A lot of handshakes all the way around. 87, Clayton Kelly, what a quality first-class guy. He shakes hands with a couple of officials. Eastern Conference, a great season this year. Eastern Conference played very well. They are currently 6-4. The Blue Devils moved to an even 5-5. The Blue Devils next week will play again. They'll either play Bluffton or Blackburn. Maybe Bluffton. Bluffton, a good season, or good season on the rinks right there. Bluffton ends tonight's game 5-4. Blackburn 1-7. I take it back. Blackburn 1-8. But check the website, puttmeinsports.com, find out what time the ball game will start. I believe next week it shows that they'll be in the lower bracket. So the Blue Devils will be at home next Friday night, 7 o'clock start. If you're tuning in at 6:30, we'll talk to Coach Toll, and we'll hope to talk to the other coach. And we'll work on some notes before then. We thank my wife back home. Appreciate all the work she does. And we thank our pregame guest, Coach Josh Edwards. Always grand to talk to him and Coach Aaron Toll. A blessing each week also. So until then, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
We're posting right now, Dakota Ferg. I tell you what, you had ice in your veins. How'd that feel getting that last 21st point?
Oh, that felt good.
And what, touchbacks are a blessing. Coach is going to kiss you. You do that week after week now.
Yeah, I do.
Junior class member, I appreciate your life.
Yeah, thank you.
So that's Dakota. Dakota Ferg. Very polite young man. Have to pull teeth to getting to say something. But he's a junior class member. So that worked pretty good, and I'm going to walk this direction. Michelle Garman is doing an interview right now with Coach Toll. She writes for the paper. She's the Tipton Tribune. Tipton Tribune, I understand you get that a couple of nights a week now. She works over in Elwood. Elwood Publishing. I think that's Elwood Publishing, either .net or .com, probably .net. Check that. You can get on their mailing list and you get the newspaper sent to you via the email, or you can get it, the paper variety, in the mail also. Now, we're here at Eastern Common High School. We're out on the football field. We're going to try to talk with Coach. And there's Coach Burke right there, Burke Emmert. I tell you what, Coach Burke Emmert, you had another night off basically.
Hey, it's great for my job here when I don't have to do a whole lot. So these guys play a really good game tonight.
That's a good thing. How about Levi Burkett? He just bummed up a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, I expect him to be back and continue playing for next week.
Sounds good. Well, he's in.
All right, thank you.
That is Mr. Burke Emmert, athletic trainer for the Blue Devils. And we might have a little bit of a hiatus here. We'll talk a little bit about the ball game. So, Blue Devils gave up a first possession score to the Eastern Conference. They went the distance. They took the opening kickoff. They received, evidently, Blue Devils deferred. They must have won the toss and deferred, and Eastern Conference elected to receive. As mentioned before, you don't want to elect to kick if the other team defers at the opening ceremonies. That could be real bad. It has happened. Both in one team have kicked off twice in the ball game to start both halves. So we're down on the field. We're hoping to get a few words with Coach Aaron Toll. He's having some final words, I think, with Michelle Garman.
I think he's got another reporter there. I think that's Kokomo reporter. Kokomo reporter, he's reporting for the paper. He was the gentleman that was kind enough to talk with us at halftime as we went through the NFL games happening this week. Week number 7 in the NFL, yep. Christian McCaffrey traded last night from Carolina, and he's now with the San Francisco 49ers. Talk was today, well, will he dress for the 49ers this weekend, or will he not? So he played in the game last night. But I'll double-check. You know, I think that might be incorrect. But anyway, he's going to play for the 49ers. We'll hope he can stay healthy on the football field. When he was healthy, he was the best running back in the NFL, period. But as of late, in the last 33 games, I learned this from NFL radio today from very good quarterbacks in the NFL. He played the game really well. Anyway, he said Christian McCaffrey in the last 33 games, he's only played or been there, dressed for 10 of them. So he's got to stay healthy. If he stays healthy, that's going to help San Francisco's offense tremendously. With Garoppolo at the helm, Garoppolo didn't even go through the preseason. He just stayed on the sidelines. If he thought he was getting traded, everybody thought so. They ended up keeping him, and it's a good thing they did. So he's doing quite well for San Francisco. And an interesting game here tonight on this field. As the guys were saying up in the booth, these two teams hadn't played against each other since 2011. The 2011 game was also the first round of the sectional for both teams. Blue Devils eked out a 28-27 win that night. They turned back around 11 years later and eke out a 21-20 win tonight. The Blue Devils are going to play next week. They'll practice this week. They'll probably play Buffton. I'm not sure, but probably so. Yeah, pretty good game in the works. Coach Toll going to get a congratulatory hug from his wife, and rightfully so. That's a good way to go. He gets some hugs there. He'll talk with us in a moment, but he's going to come this direction right now. Coach, I got to mention, superseding us definitely is a hug from your wife.
Well, there's a pecking order. You got to understand. She's ahead of you, so.
Did you take her to dinner last Saturday?
I did.
Where'd you go?
Where did we go? We went to Texas Roadhouse last night.
That's pretty nice. Pretty good guy here. Look at that Picasso thing he's got there. And that's Coach Bagley. Coach Bagley does a heck of a job for at least two sports. Pretty good stat sheet right there, Eli Carter.
206 yards, I think.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. I tell you what, that was a good game. Man, that's a door open for you, Coach.
Probably one of the guttier efforts I've ever been a part of. A lot of teams in that situation. We made a nice drive, and we anticipate going into halftime up 14-13, up one, and we end up down 13. A lot of teams don't recover from that, so. That is a credit to our seniors, and I think that's a credit to our program. I told the kids all week, tonight's got to be a program win.
I had to mention up in the booth that that's definitely a credit to the coaching staff at halftime.
Well, we certainly challenged them, and it's a credit to the kids. Just because we challenge them, that doesn't mean you always get a reaction. But our kids got a reaction tonight, and it's a great, great win.
Set out second half, how'd it feel good?
I thought defense played phenomenal. We held Eagle to 62 yards rushing. He's a really, really good back. And, thought we tackled better than we have all year long. And, we bent a little bit in the secondary. Their quarterback's very, very accurate. Thought he played a really nice game. But no, shut him out in the second half. And we only gave up two scores in the first. So to hold that team to 14 offensive points, I think that's a whale of a defensive effort.
You got a home game next week. Do we know with who?
Bluffton's coming to our place next week. And that's about how much I know about Bluffton, to be honest. So, it's going to be fun. I'm glad we're not driving an hour and a half, that they're coming to our place. But it's also fun to play, you know, different teams and different coaches and it just that's what the tournament's great about.
Sounds good.
Awesome.